guys are sure.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
Enter Jerome Allen, injecting the squad with energy and trying to reestablish the red and blue brand of basketball.
Rosen penetrates, comes to the hole, the finger roll falls for Zach Rosen. Here's a turnover, Belcourt to the right, found the finish for Rob Belcourt.
Darren Smith driving far right, spins away in front. Barber for three, buries it from beyond. There's Darren Smith,
it's tipped off, Eggleston to the rim, rocks it for a game-tying jam.
University of Pennsylvania men's basketball is on the air. 2010-2011 Penn men's basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports Market is presented by Chili's, home of Fajita Rita Monday, pepper and some fun. Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories. Independence Blue Cross. Now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn. Look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO, we put our energy into you. Now courtside with the call, former Penn Center, three-time Quaker letter winner, Vince Curran, and the play-by-play voice of Penn men's basketball, Brian Seltzer.
For the proud Penn men's basketball program, last year was rough, real rough. The best part about opening night for 2010-2011, it is a fresh start and a whole lot of hope. The Red and Blue have turned to one of their own, an all-time great in Jerome Allen, to restore the Quaker brand. His first full season begins this evening. With that, from the Palestra, capacity 8,722 on the campus of the University of Pennsylvania in University City, this is Penn Men's Basketball. Along with our great studio coordinator, Betsy Deming, my name is Brian Seltzer, my partner, in just a moment. Tonight is game number one of 28 for the Penn Quakers, 29. A voice from the past says 6-22 were the Red and Blue last year on their home floor, 3-10. Their opponent tonight out of the Southern Conference, the Davidson Wildcats, 16-15. They finished third in the Southern Division last year at the 11-7. Well, there were a ton of bizarre, wacky twists and turns in 2009-2010, one of which removed an institution from the Penn Sports Network. But tonight we bring back a former Harvard Award winner, a three-time University of Pennsylvania men's basketball letter winner, a former broadcaster.
Get over it.
Turned volunteer assistant back into broadcaster. And as of July 19th, 2010, courtesy of the great Alexander Gray, proud first-time papa.
Yes, indeed.
The Vin Man, Vince Curran.
That's my biggest accomplishment right there, Celsi. Happy to be back.
Vin Man, terrific to have you seated, again, courtside, but a little bit more towards center court here at the Palestra.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted last year, and I really enjoyed being down on the sideline and a part of practice every day. And, you know, maybe in another life I'd be able to keep doing that, but just not enough hours in the day to do it the way it needs to be done. And Coach Allen and Rudy Wise and Mike Martin and Dan Leibniz, it is in good hands.
Well, good man, to 2009-2010, tonight we can say, see ya.
Thank God.
The Quakers take the floor tonight. A lot of optimism around the program. And you obviously, with your role last year as a volunteer assistant, had great insight into that. What do you expect to see tonight, game number one versus Davidson?
You know, it's funny. The guy that I keep thinking back to last year who just didn't quite seem right all year was Rob Belcourt. He was pretty much dragging one leg around all year and got through it on guts and guile and just effort. I'll be interesting to see how he plays this year coming into it healthy. You know, I think he's a very good on-the-ball defender, and I think with a little confidence, I think he could be a surprise X-factor for Penn. And obviously, everybody's going to talk about Tyler Bernardini coming back and how well is he going to shoot the ball and how well is he going to come back. It's tough. You know, you take a year off. A lot of times people say it takes you not only that first season back, but you into that second season before you're back to where you need to be. By all accounts, Tyler's been shooting the heck out of the ball in the scrimmages, in practices, so hopefully that can continue tonight.
And, you know what you're going to get from Zach Rosen, and you know what you're going to get from Jack Eggleston. It'd be interesting to see how the other guys contribute. Andreas Schreiber is going to have to play a big role with Mike Hallett out early. Connor Turley, back to his familiar role of probably coming off the bench and being an energy guy. Let's see what the freshmen give you.
A whole lot more insight and perspective to come from the Vin Man, Vince Curran. Great to have you back here, Vin Man.
Thanks for that feedback, Selfie. Yes.
The Penn Quakers,
yes,
and the Davidson Wildcats tip off in about 8 minutes' time. As the pregame show continues after this, Vin Man goes one-on-one in an interview with Jerome Allen, the John R. Rockwell head coach of men's basketball here at 10. Quake Davidson at the Palestra tonight. From Nelligan Sports, it's Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN. It's the Penn Sports Network.
Quakers fans, looking for the best meal deal in Philadelphia? Come on down to Adler's Cheesesteaks in University City. A Penn tradition, Adler's is located at 3818 Chestnut Street and is home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. The next time you're visiting historic Franklin Field, the Palestra, or anywhere else on the Penn campus, be sure to stop by Adler's Cheesesteaks in University City, a proud supporter of Penn Athletics.
Karen never was a believer in love at first sight. Initial attraction, she thought, would soon give way to unforeseen incompatibilities. Wednesday afternoon, Karen walked into an AT&T store and that notion was challenged. That's when Karen first laid eyes on the new Samsung Focus and its 4-inch touchscreen. It was so thin, so stunningly attractive. But Karen, being Karen, wasn't going to allow herself to be too awestruck. If there's anything life had taught her, it's that looks can be deceiving. Then she discovered the Samsung Focus was a new Windows phone with live tiles that update all the time, so you can quickly see everything you care about and get what you need with less clicking. Perhaps love at first sight did exist in our universe. Maybe it was all around us. Interestingly enough, upon leaving the AT&T store, that's when she ran into Brian. AT&T introduces the new Windows phone, the Samsung Focus, for $199.99, only from AT&T. Rethink possible.
Two-year wireless service agreement with minimum $15 monthly data plan required. Certain geographic other charges and restrictions apply. Phone subject to availability. See store for details.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen, if I'm going to have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Rome Allen's first full season as the John R. Rockwell head coach of men's basketball here at 10. Beginning tonight at the Palestra of the Quakers, their season opener against Davidson, a very respected Southern Conference program led by great coach and Bob McKillen. Well, the Penn Quakers, their head coach, one of the all-timers here in program history, a two-time Ivy League player of the year. And earlier tonight inside the Class of 71 lounge, here at the Palestra, a former teammate of his within there. Vince Curran in front of a live Penn fan audience for the chance to chat with Jerome talking about tonight and the season before it comes.
Back by popular demand, the Jerome Allen pregame interview. Coach Allen, for his first full season at the helm of the Quakers. Coach, welcome back.
Thanks, happy to be back. I'm happy that she's back. You're back in SC.
So you're happy that I'm off the sidelines?
I didn't say that. I just said I'm happy that you're back in SC.
Lots of excitement, Coach, entering this first year. You certainly have re-energized the program. A lot of people with good feelings, flashing back to some of the positives from last year, some of the memories that you were able to bring as not only as a player but as an ambassador for the university. As a head coach, first time, full season, are you excited? What are your feelings going into the first game at home here at the Palestra?
Well, I think it's an exciting time just in general because it's the beginning of college basketball. And I'm happy and excited for our guys. I think they worked extremely hard to buy into the process. And they get an opportunity to show the things that they've been working on. And hopefully, as a staff, we supply them with enough information to be successful. And at the end of the day, we just want to keep the game about them.
Talk talking a little bit with Coach Allen about the players that you have coming back. But let's first jump back to the newcomers. A big freshman class. What have you seen so far from them? What are your expectations? Where do you see them maybe contributing to the success of this year?
I think it's a long season, and to be quite honest, you don't really want to put a whole lot of pressure on a young guy right off the bat. So hopefully, we can just work on that slowly but surely. This is definitely going to be needed, coming down the stretch. And for the most part, that group is working pretty hard, and it's a learning curve, but they understand that, and they're just really just trying to contribute.
Who's not putting pressure on them early, a function of the man keeping you down when you first came on campus?
No, I won't say that, but I was open in the corner against Temple.
That's the end of this interview. Thank you, Coach Adam. Let's talk about the old heads a little bit. You've got a veteran group coming back. Zach Rosen, first team All-Ivy. Jack Engelson, second team All-Ivy. And by the way, I saved you the embarrassment of missing that jumper when you're opening the corner because you couldn't shoot as a freshman. And let's talk Rob Belfort, Tyler Bernardini back. Talk a little bit about the core group that you have back and what you expect out of them.
They helped us out a lot. Just embracing their responsibility and taking ownership of just the younger guys and getting them on board. And I think the core is solid. And Rob and Tyler and Jack and Jack. And that's just perfect mix. Just some older guys and some younger guys. I'm happy to have the opportunity to coach those guys because I think they all want to be a part of something that's bigger than them.
One of the problems that we've had over the last couple of years here at Penn has been injuries to key players. How have guys come back, and are there any new injuries to report, guys you were expecting maybe to contribute a little bit that might not be playing tonight?
Yeah, well, Tyler Bernardini and Andres Shriver will be active tonight, and it's good to have them back. Mike Howard probably won't see any action tonight, and one or two coaches a little banged up, but in general, guys are getting healthy, they're working hard, and I won't say that we're not at full strength tonight because I think the guys who do dress are prepared to play. But I'm just glad that we do have some of the older guys back to participate tonight.
I'm starting here with Coach Allen in the pregame interview. Coach, from the Class of 71 lounge here, and let's just talk very quickly about Davidson, a team that we faced in the first, I say we now because I was on the sideline with you then. Normally, as a journalist, I would say program, do whatever, but let's go back to that. Davidson put it on us pretty good last year in your first game. What are your thoughts of what to expect from them tonight? And I'm sure you're not thinking this is a revenge game. This is more about you than about them. But did that provide a little extra motivation the way they got us last year?
I'd be lying if I didn't say that the result wasn't in the back of my mind and try to make reference to it in the sense that that they're going to be a well-coached group and that they're going to play hard and disciplined and make you pay for every mistake. So, having said that, it's a new season, it's a new year, it's new faces, it's a new team in the sense that it's their first opportunity in a 2010, 2011 season to show what they've been working on and how they've improved. So, I'm excited for our guys.
A lot of excitement in the Palestra tonight. Opening shift for 2010-2011. Minutes away. Davidson and the Quakers from the Palestra right after this. From Nelligan Sports, this is Penn Men's Basketball on 950 ESPN. It is the Penn Sports Network.
When you were 18, you fixed your own car. Then you fixed your friend's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's uncle's car. And next thing you know, you had yourself a car repair business. And while you're definitely an expert on four-cylinder engines, you're not exactly an expert on employee health insurance. No problem.
Well, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know that I just want to look some more.
At Independence Blue Cross, we make it easy for you to find a plan that fits your growing business. You see, we have lots of choices that are flexible and affordable, so you can find a plan that keeps deductibles low. You can modify it to add wellness programs, and you can customize the plan to keep it within your budget. So whether your business is small or big, go to plansthatfit.com. Independence Blue Cross. Now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Independent licensee at the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Be a part of the excitement of Penn Athletics and the Penn Relays. Become a member of the Penn Corporate Partnership Program. Penn Athletics offers many opportunities to promote your business to students, alumni, and fans of the Quakers. The Penn Relays is the nation's largest track meet in the Philadelphia tradition with over 100,000 attendees each year. Penn Athletics can tailor programs to meet with company strategies and budgets. Call Michael Felici at 215-746-7625 today. That's 215-746-7625.
950 ESPN.
WPEN
Philadelphia.
Get up off of that thing! Yeah, at the Palestra game number one for the Penn Quakers of their 2010-2011 season. Starting lineup for Bob McKillop in his 22nd season at Davidson. He is the all-time winningest coach in Southern Conference history. He'll start his son, Brendan McKillop, at point guard spot, 6-173 from, you guessed it, Davidson, North Carolina. The two guard is J.P. Coolman, 6'2" inches tall, 190 pounds, a sophomore from Ponte Vedra Beach in Florida. The third guard is Tom Drowney, at 66 inches tall, 194 pounds, a rookie out of the Steel City across the state in Pittsburgh. Dave Cohen, local product out of Conestoga in Berwyn, 6'10 inches tall, 220 pounds, sophomore forward. And the center spot belongs to Clint Mann, 6'7 inches tall, 225 pounds, a sophomore from Overland Park in Kansas. The Penn Quakers, led by Jerome Allen, who scored the red and blue to all six of their wins last season in 21 games, his first full season as the John R. Rockwell head coach of men's basketball here at Penn. For the Quakes, in the backcourt, that'll be the point guard number one, Zach Rosen, the leading scorer in the Ivy League last year, 6'1" inch tall, 175 pounds, a junior, is Zach out of Colonia, New Jersey. Tyler Bernardini, 6'6" inch tall, 205 pounds, senior guard, making his first start since game number two last year against the Villanova Wildcats. Rob Belcourt, 6'6" inches tall, 215 pounds, a junior forward from Lake Forest, Illinois. Jack Eggleston is the power forward, 6'8", 215, a senior out of Nobleville, Indiana. And Andreas Schreiber, playing only four games the last 2 years, 6'9", 245 pounds, center out of Tabby, Sweden. The Penn Quakers occupying the bench sideline closest to us, right half of the court. Home whites, new look Nike uniform for this year, Penn in blue across the front, navy blue numbers on the front and the back. Two interior blue stripes, a pair of red stripes on either side, navy blue numbers on the back. Davidson Wildcats in their away black uniforms with Davidson and white across the front. White numbers on the front and the back, and alternating white and red stripes down the side of the pants.
A brass complete picture painted, Sucky. Let's play some hoops.
The officiating crew tonight, led by Jeff Anderson, Louis Andrakakos, and
Louis Anderson, you say?
Sean Hall are the referees. Jay Cohen.
I was watching the Ben huddle there as they were getting together, and something that I think needs to be mentioned. I think Ben's going to miss Dan Munson this year. You know, with his microfracture surgery that he had, it's going to be a while coming back. He's been a level of athleticism last year that I don't know is going to be easily replaced. You know, he was up and down. He would play one or two good, and then would, you know, kind of not be there for a game or two. But, you know, all in all, I thought his contributions were important last year. It'll be interesting to see how they replace him.
Dan Munson likely sideline until January, hoping to be back on the court for the Quakers come Ivy League play. At the red and blue trademark Penn split tee, center court at the Palestra. Jake Cohen, 6'10 on the left side as we sit. Andreas Schreiber, one inch shorter on the right side. Crowd getting loud. Here is Jeff Anderson with the toss. The tip, it is taken by Davidson. And Quint Mann operating the offense from left to right. It is McKillop. Cohen left block, barging inside. Quint early bucket, 9 seconds in.
Cohen backs Andreas Schreiber right down the lane. It looks like Davidson was running that play off the tip, trying to pound it inside to Jake Cohen early.
11th meeting between the Quakers and Wildcats. Rosen, top of the arc, short and long two, collects his own miss. goes foul line. Plays it near sideline. Left to Belcourt. Right block. Eggleston. Far right. Rosen for three. Good. And the Quakers get a three to take a one-point lead. 35 seconds in. Foul back the other way. Kuhlman and Rosen tangled up.
And Zach Rosen trying to pick up after hitting that three with a quick steal. Funny, I watched them right there, and you could tell they're still a little jittery right now. Playing a little fast. A little kind of out of control. Just need to calm down and settle in.
Great to be back in the Palestra. Nice men's basketball buzz. Quakes by one. Man, far left corner, where he has Droney, a rookie, making the first start of his career. Shot clock 15 for the Wildcats. They go left to right front court. Shot clock at 10. McKillop tore the Quakers up last year with the ball. Top of the arc. Cohen hoists the three. No good. Rebound over the near right sideline. Out of bounds. Cohen gets it back.
Andreas Schreiber getting abused a little bit by Jake Cohen right now. He backs him in the first time. And then Dre very late on the closeout right there. Cohen a pretty good three-point shooter. 28 field goals from the three-point range last year. Not one that you want to let him look at too freely like that.
Solid-sized crowd on hand at the Palestra.
It's a foul on Zach Rosen. Yeah. Zach Rosen screening for Andreas Schreiber, and Zach Rosen has to be smarter than that. He's saying to Coach Allen, leave me in. I don't know how you leave him in. You got to get him out just for a little bit.
Well, the Quakers have a very intriguing freshman as a backup point guard in Miles Cartwright,
who's been out with a concussion for a couple of days, so it's interesting to see how he comes in.
Eggleston Steele trying to get a give and go from Rosen. It's robbed away by Kuhlman, who takes it across the timeline far left. 3-2-10, and 35 in McKillop on the near right baseline. Nearly walks the ball, takes it away from Schreiber, giving it to Mann in the near right corner. Man makes his move to the right high post. He pivots and almost lost that pass, but it goes to Cohen. 13 to shoot for the Wildcats. Good defense. Very accurate by Penn. McKillop with 7 to shoot. Far sideline left. Near right on the wing. He has Droney. Droney to Cohen near right corner with 1 in the shot clock. He can a 3. Davidson leads by 2. 5-3. 17-51 left in the first.
Not like Cohen wasn't on the scouting report. Again, he ends up open at the end on a late closeout by Andreas Schreiber.
He is 6'10", but he banged 28 threes last year. Tyler Bernardini along 2 try. Top of the arc. In and out. No good. Rebound to Kuhlman. Kuhlman, left side of the lane, right-hand runner, underside of the net. Eggleston nearly came up with it, but he draws a foul on Davidson's J.P. Kuhlman.
Now, Miles Cartwright, the aforementioned Miles Cartwright, going to come in for Zach Rosen. And always a little scary, trusting a freshman to run your offense. Jack Eggleston giving him a little talking to. Wouldn't surprise me to see Rob Belfort handle the ball a little bit. But most of this is going to be on Miles Cartwright.
Miles, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, about 70, a wiry freshman from California out of Loyola. Along the near left baseline, intercepting a Belcourt pass. It was McKillop ahead to Droney. Near right wing, a long jumper off the back of the iron. Good rebound, Schreiber. Cartwright pushing tempo back the other way. Belcourt stops at the top of the arc, goes foul line, looking underneath for Eggleston.
My God, he's just frustrated.
5-3, Davidson leading by 2. 16
feet. That was the sideline
right there. And a travel force by Penn. It is a very fast.
Welcome back to the booth, isn't it? And, you know, I look at this and I said, too possessive, or they're playing too fast. And if I were on the sideline in that role, I would be saying, just slow down. They're trying to force passes. They're trying to take things that aren't there. Rob Belfort tried to force feed one inside of Tyler Bernardini, who did a bad job of stealing his man. Like, nothing worked on that possession. And Bernardini should have a good matchup with McKillop on.
Bernardini next, about a 17-footer just under the arc here, left the Quakers tied up at 5.
And that's good offense right there, good recognition.
Cohen the other way, top of the arc, is triple try. No good. Rebound, Eggleston. Penn can take the lead with a field goal or a point of any kind. And Cartwright commits the cross-up, tiptoeing the far right baseline, stepping out of bounds.
And again, Andreas Schreiber late on that closeout. Coach Allen trying to tell him, Jake Cohen, a good shooter from out there. And that's played by Miles Cartwright coming the other way. That's just one of those freshman things, getting his feet underneath him a little bit. I like the fact that he was aggressive trying to make something happen.
Nick Cochran, a sophomore guard, comes in for Tom Droney. Cochran goes 6'3", 184. 5-5, Davidson with the ball from left to right in the front court. 16 minutes to go in the first half. Cohen striding right side of the lane off the back of the box. Offensive foul called against Jake Cohen. That the second foul against Davidson of the team, and that evens up their total. It's Quaker.
An easy one. Great rotation over by Jack Eggleston. And they are saying no basket. But Andreas Schreiber again, that time closes out. Cohen with a little upstate goes right by him.
4 minutes and 2 seconds into the 2010-2011 season. Kevin Davidson tied up at five. Melvin Sports, 10 basketball on 950 ESPN and Sports Network.
When you were 18, you fixed your own car. Then you fixed your friend's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's uncle's car. And next thing you know, you have yourself a car repair business. And while you're definitely an expert on four-cylinder engines, you're not exactly an expert on employee health insurance. No problem.
Well, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know that I just want to look some more.
At Independence Blue Cross, we make it easy for you to find a plan that fits your growing business. You see, we have lots of choices that are flexible and affordable, so you can find a plan that keeps deductibles low. You can modify it to add wellness programs, and you can customize the plan to keep it within your budget. So whether your business is small or big, go to plansthatfit.com. Independence Blue Cross. Now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Good athletics. Thanks to following partners for their continued support of our varsity athletics programs. Abner's Cheesesteaks, 38th and Chestnut Street, home to Philadelphia's best cheesesteaks. Philly's home of fajita. We come Monday covering some fun. Comcast Sportsnet. Nobody does Philly College Hoops better than Comcast Sportsnet. Holiday Inn Historic District for your next stay in Philly. Independence Blue Cross, now more than ever, here for you every step of the way. Kindred Healthcare, Kindred Hospital, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. And Pico putting their energy into you. Energy in the Palestra tonight, 15:58 to go in the first. And the break, and the cast of Davidson.
And I like this move by Davidson. They're going to pick up full court with Zach Rosen out of the game. They're going to put the pressure on freshman Miles Cartwright to handle the press. And now Jack Eggleston does a nice job of breaking it by himself.
Eggleston under the foul line. Flicks in a 14-footer for two. And Penn takes a 7-5 lead, 15-44 to go in the first.
And Damon Brooks tried to trap Miles Cartwright. Ball comes back to Jack Eggleston. He pretty much just goes end-to-end and takes a 10-footer.
Quakers have Eggleston, Cartwright, Schreiber, Bernardini on the floor, and Belcourt as well. The take to the 10, no good by Cochran. Ball free, picked up by Penn. Cartwright, out wide, Bernardini, to the rack. The finger roll is awry, wide to the right.
A great look by Miles Cartwright, and Tyler Bernardini just gets caught in between, needed to dribble once, and it's an easy one.
There is Brooks, gets the foul, and the finish, and what a call by Jeff Anderson on a fist pump. Indicate the and one.
Andreas Schreiber a little late rotating over. I like the thought. Here's another thought. Jake Cohen, face up big man. Comfortable on the perimeter. Damon Brooks looks to be more comfortable down on the low block. Andreas Schreiber, let's do the math here. Andreas Schreiber, not real comfortable guarding the perimeter. Jack Eggleston, probably a little more comfortable doing that. I think it might make some sense to go with Eggleston on Cohen, as Brooks knocks down the free throw and put Andreas Schreiber within, you know, 8-10 feet of the basket where he is a little more comfortable.
What's the thought, Chelsea?
I like them.
Good thoughts. Three team fouls for the Quakers, two for the Wildcats. Penn with the ball, Rosen still on the bench. Bernardini top of the arc, Penn down 8-7. Bernardini has the ball go past his palm, far right sideline. And it's out of bounds. Another red and blue.
And now Schreiber out, Connor Turley in. Rob Belcourt gets a little too cute on the skip pass to Tyler Bernardini. And again, still Connor Turley on Cohen out top.
Davidson Road Black sent as a foul against Nick Cochran as he puts the Tyler Bernardini.
Puts the X up. It's two shots and a ball. I think he puts for the bone of the shot.
Here is Sean Hall.
Saying elbow foul.
Yeah.
Two shots in the ball and the ball for the Quakers. And Tyler Bernardini, who just got drilled, he's got to step up and take two.
Tyler made all three of his free throws last season. For the tie,
yep,
even at eight. And it is great for man to see Bernardini, a real scoring presence, a two-time honorable All-Ivy mentioned back out on the floor. And it's for the lead at 9-8. Good.
I love that move by Bob McKillop. Calls Cochran over and says, did you hit him? Cochran says, yep. McKillop says, okay. Back note. There are a lot of coaches out there that would argue that for the sake of arguing it. But McKillop, yeah, he did it. Okay. I got it. No problem.
The Quakers play with the ball following the tee from right to left in their white front court leading 9-8. Bernardini, the step back for two in the corner. Counted for Tyler Bernardini.
By all accounts, Tyler Bernardini has been really shooting it in the preseason, and that's on good recognition. A little shimmy fake, and he goes left and rings in the 18-footer.
11-8-10 with 14:25 to go in the first half. Connor Turley in the game for Penn. Brooks three, near right corner, throws in a three. Tying it up at 11 apiece, Brooks, the freshman out of Charlotte and Hopewell.
So much for Brooks being more comfortable underneath the basket. Faces up right there in their offense. Good motion. Ends up opening the corner. Very comfortable.
Brooks averaged 20 points per game last year as a senior at Hopewell. Bernardini, far right sideline in the alley. And he draws the foul en route to the rack.
He is trying to make up for lost time, Tyler Bernardini. You can tell as soon as he got that ball, he was taking shots. He's starting to feel it a little bit early. It's not a criticism. What you don't want to get caught into is the ball dying when it goes there. Everybody ends up standing watching Tyler trying to go one-on-one. So he's just cognizant of trying to make it happen within the offense.
Cartwright gets the inbounds pass, takes it right high post. It's fouled. It pops down. It bounces around the backside of the rim. So Miles Cartwright will head to the line at the fifth. Davidson, the Wildcats.
I like Cartwright. I mean, I like him coming in. I've seen him in practice a little bit. He's got a little, you know, got a little something to him. He's aggressive right there. He's like a guy that can get into the middle of the lane, create his own shot. Nice quickness, decent length.
To break an 11-11 tie, the right-handed shooting freshman gets it to fall. That is the first collegiate point in the career of Miles Cartwright.
Cartwright coached by former Columbia player out of Loyola in California, Jamal Adams.
Cartwright's second, a switch. Two for Cartwright.
I think I got that right because I just pulled that one out of thin air. I'm pretty sure that's correct statement here. So.
It sounded fantastic to them.
Yeah, in case Jamal's listening and I got it wrong, I want to make sure.
And Bernardini baited into a foul drawn by Tom Droney. Bernardini is first, team fourth. Good showing by the Quakers the first 6 minutes, 15 seconds in, hanging with a Davidson team.
It might be time to get Tyler a minute right here. He's a little winded, hasn't played in the game in a while, just picked up a foul. He's playing well. Get him a minute or two here and bring him back in after the 12-minute timeout.
Brooks, top of the arc, near right wing on the perimeter to Drowning. Far left on the wing, Downing. Pulls up and punches in a pair to Nodden at 13 from the far left wing, 15 feet away. Miles Cartwright taking it across the timeline. A three-time captain at Loyola. That says a lot about his poise on the hardwood. Connor Turley, a senior, sat out the last nine games last year with a pair of broken pinkies. 18 on the shot clock for the red and blue. Right to left they go. Far right corner, Belcourt. Rob covered there by Downing. Right side of the lane pass to Turley. Fronting man feeding Eggleston near left for three. Around the rim and out. Rebound to Clint Mann.
Stagnant on offense that time for the Quakers. Not a whole lot going at the basket.
Oh, a wide open lane and a runner is good for J.P. Coleman. And that gives Davidson a 15-13 advantage with 12:37 to go in the first. Kane kind of parted there, Vin-Van.
Yeah, Connor Curley does a nice job forcing him back in the other direction, but there's not a second level of help right there.
Cartwright, top of the arc, Curley. Curley, dribble handoff to Belcourt, top of the arc, Eggleston. Quakers with 12 to shoot. Cartwright, near left, hoist the three, good! For Miles Cartwright. That ball's fed into a one-point lead with 12:07 to go in the first.
Still a little stagnant on offense, but you get cured when you make big shots.
Brooks, a reciprocation three. Freshman going at it. At the top of the arc, back to the way. He has eight of Davidson's 18. They win it by two to the catch. Might want to guard him. Top of the arc, Bernardini. Great to hear the squeaking of sneaks on the hardwood at the Talon Hall. Curley near left, baseline to Eggleston. Lost the behind the back dribble, last touch by Jack. And we'll go out of bounds off the quick. 11:32 to go in the first. Time out of the floor. Your score, Cantrell and Davidson by 2, 18-16. Trevelyan Sports, 10 men's basketball on 550 ESPN. That's Sports Network.
United Healthcare takes its commitment to their members in Pennsylvania seriously. That's why they take an active role in the communities they serve and promote good health every step of the way. Preventive care is covered 100% in most plans. They offer wellness programs to help their members make healthy choices, and they send out reminders for immunizations and annual physicals. After all, their mission is to help people live healthier lives. United Healthcare, a proud sponsor of Penn Athletics. Insurance coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company or its affiliate. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Company.
There's one place for great basketball. That's with the Quakers. And there's one place for the best quality deli products. Your place, ShopRite. The star of the pregame show is always Black Bear premium quality deli products. Available exclusively at ShopRite. You'll never find any MSG in Black Bear deli products. For lunch bags, game day, or anytime, choose premium quality Black Bear deli. Visit ShopRite's Appy Department and let us create fabulous Black Bear deli platters for your next gathering. One place, your place, ShopRite. And go Quakers.
11:32 to go in the opening half at the Palestra. 10 behind Davidson, 18-16. Tremendous to be back in this building and seeing a lot of familiar faces in the crowd. It's such a tight-knit Penn basketball family from the fan standpoint. All of us here at Penn Athletics really saddened to hear just a few days ago about the passing of one of the outstanding supporters of this program, Judge Morton Crace, at the age of 76. His normal seats were here on the north side of the building, just a few rows back behind us. And Jim Mann, he coached some of the alumni team. He was just a great fixture here in this building.
And he will certainly be missed. Judge Crace is a great guy. And there may be a few people that are tied with him in their loyalty to Penn, but there are none that were more supportive than our friend Judge Morton Crace. He will be missed.
So thinking about Judge Crace and his family, Davidson with the ball, left-right in the front court, and they lead it by two. Brandon McKillop has Grani's far left sideline, near right on the wing. In the corner, Cohen. Cohen in the first five for Davidson. Very perimeter-oriented for the Cats, trying to get inside, left high post man, near right on the wing, a three-try short by Coleman. Down collected by Darren Smith, in out of the timeout of the court with Cartwright, Bernardini, Turley, and Eggleston. Darren, looking very fit, coming in 2010-2011, for the full season last year. Turley, near left baseline, pitching to Smith. He takes it to the rack. Nice hard runner. They wave off the bucket. It's going to be an offensive foul against Smith. It's a 15 foul for the Quakers.
Darren, I like the take by Darren Smith. Very aggressive. And I'm not sure what in Davidson's scouting report says double Connor Turley when he gets the ball on Jay Cohen in the post. But they did. And once that happened, they seemed to be all out of kilter defensively. But they were able to recover in time to get the charge on Darren Smith.
10:35 to go on the first near right baseline. All Cohen over Bernardini, short on the shot. Loose ball in the lane, secured by Eggleston.
The important that Jack Eggleston rebounds out there for Penn.
Across the timeline, Cartwright, still spelling Zach Rosen, exited the game early, picking up two early personal fouls. Near left wing, Cartwright looking to feed the block on Eggleston. Ball out of bounds, stopping the shot clock at 17 seconds.
That play that time, Darren Smith sets the cross screen, the same play where Jack Rosen gets the foul call on. Jack Eggleston looked like he was coming across. Miles Cartwright is a little loose with that one, ends up getting a kick.
Smith near left baseline, a lob inbound, seeking Eggleston, intercepted by Mann. McKillop pulls up, far left side of the lane, connects. On a 13-footer, first point for McKillop. Davidson, 20-16, 10 to go in the first.
Darren Smith needs to be a little smarter right there. Worst case scenario, you eat that one, but you have five timeouts. Take one. You're going to lose one before the end of the first half anyway.
Far right wing, it is Eggleston, top of the arc to Cartwright. 20-2, Bernardini, far right, stops on a dime, on an old drill of a three.
He's not going to get a better shot than that. Good offense, Tyler wide open, that's a shot he's going to make every time.
Cohen, top of the arc, voted by the coaches in the Southern Conference last year as the rookie of the year for the conference, out of Conestoga. He has it, far left baseline. The turnaround for two, the back at the bounce, Eggleston. Smacks it right over to McKillop, press 35 for Davidson. McKillop tries a three, far left, no good. Rebound to Turley.
Another one that Miles Cartwright quit on a little early. That ball comes out loose. McKillop just beats him to it. One that he'll figure out he needs to go get.
He's got the hole near left side, carving his way through the key. He's able to draw contact. That'll be the sixth Davidson team foul, 9:05.
Smith looking first. Spry out there tonight. He looks like he's aggressive. I'm talking to the official. I'm not sure what he's talking about.
Clint Mann a little bit banged up. He had the foul called against him. Down Smith, two shots. 10 leading some points, down by four. Smith, a season ago, started 22 of 28 games. 76.9% from the foul line, and he's good. On number one. That brings 10 within three. Miles Cartwright coming in for Tyler Bernardini. Rob Belcour is subbing back in as well.
Miles Cartwright was already on the floor. Rob Belcour in for Bernardini, which I like. Yeah, he hasn't played in a while. You get him a quick blow. I don't think he's going to be out long. He looked pretty good early.
Smith has the second one. Rattling it out. Offensive rebound try by Eggleston. Throws it into the hands of Cochran. Back the other way. Flicks it far left wing to Kuhlman. Davidson leading by three in the lane. Brooks is forced into a walk. And that gives Penn the ball back, 8:56.
Unfortunate right there, though. Jack Eggleston saves that ball underneath. The defensive transition a little loose for Penn. And Brooks beats everybody down the floor, able to get that post position. Fortunate for Penn, the double team causes the walk.
20-17, the Quakers trying to claw back against Davidson, 8:44 to go in the first. Far right wing, Cartwright. He has Eggleston three in the corner. Nice dribble fake, pulls up and brings the deuce. Brings Penn within one to the far right wing.
Penn slowing down a little bit, set play right there. Ball screen and then throw back from whence you came. And Miles Cartwright calls for the hand check.
Where's Miles Cartwright been, man? Wearing the number zero. Doesn't have two of them.
He's got to put on 150 pounds to earn that extra zero.
That is the sixth team foul against the Quakers. First from Miles. Near right baseline, thrown into the backcourt. Cartwright comes up with it. In the key, the runner is good, and Penn has the lead back at 21-28, 19 to go in the first. Kraft, far side, stripped by Cartwright. Cartwright to the pin, out, no good. Belcour tries to battle for it, and there's a foul on the floor under the rack.
Cartwright is fearless, and he gets a little chest bump from Darren Smith. Takes it right up into the chin, or under the chin, I should say, of Jake Cohen. Connor Turley trying for the stick back, not there, but good hustle by the Quakers. Rob Belcour there to clean it up.
You know, I've announced about this. I honestly, game number one could not do what I think, but couldn't care less about
what you think.
Couldn't care less about the scoreboard. It's great Penn's leading by one, 21-20. But you are seeing life and confidence, and as you said, hustle.
Miles
effort right in this program.
Miles Carter is going to play a lot of minutes. He gives Penn a dimension that, you know, that athleticism on the perimeter. A guy that's going to push it a little bit is Rob Belcour. Knocks down the front end self. He talks so much about front end. Well, I like the energy and enthusiasm that Miles Cartwright has given Jerome Allen off the bench.
Belcour gives Penn a three-point lead, 23-20. 8:10 to go in the first. In the front court, Davidson led by Kuhlman, voted by the media as last year's Silicon Rookie of the Year. And it's almost picked off by Penn on a dangerous cross-court pass by Downing. Good defense by Penn.
And Penn in a 2-3 zone for the first time. Trying to protect that interior.
Bad pass by Brooks in the lane, picked off by Belcour. Guys attack their way. Cartwright far right. Top of the arc, Eggleston. Eggleston hands off for Smith. In the lane. The runner out. Tap drive by Curley. No good. Tapped out of bounds. Off of Davidson. And Tad is going to get it back after the break. The Red and Blue fans. Actually, three quarters rising here at the Palace. A nice bump by the Quake.
Little energy, great student section support right now. And Connor Turley is all over the offensive glass trying to tip a cup win. Hasn't got one to fall yet, but you love the energy.
7:40 to go in the first, 23-20-10 from Nelligan Sports. Simmons basketball on 9:50 a.m.
Except for Karen, never was a believer in love at first sight. Initial attraction, she thought, would soon give way to unforeseen incompatibilities. Wednesday afternoon, Karen walked into an AT&T store and that notion was challenged. That's when Karen first laid eyes on the new Samsung Focus and its 4-inch touchscreen. It was so thin, so stunningly attractive. But Karen, being Karen, wasn't going to allow herself to be too awestruck. If there's anything life had taught her, it's that looks can be deceiving. Then she discovered the Samsung Focus was a new Windows phone with live tiles that update all the time, so you can quickly see everything you care about and get what you need with less clicking. Perhaps love at first sight did exist in our universe. Maybe it was all around us. Interestingly enough, upon leaving the AT&T store, that's when she ran into Brian. AT&T introduces the new Windows phone, the Samsung Focus, for $199.99, only from AT&T. Rethink possible.
3-year wireless service agreement with minimum $15 monthly data plan required. Certain geographic other charges and restrictions apply. Phone subject to availability, see company details.
7 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the opening half of the opening game of 2010-2011. They lead Davidson 23-20. 10 fans next time you're visiting the Palestra or anywhere else on campus. Be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks at University City, located at 3818 Chestnut Street, right on the corner. Again, 3818 Chestnut, Abner's Cheesesteaks, home of the best cheesesteaks in Philly. Good man. Yes, Brian. First team All-Tommy Amaker. It's that easy. Could not get him to check out in the supermarket. Defecting from Harvard to Davidson.
Look at the arms on this kid.
My God.
And I think Bob McKillop saw the same thing that I was commenting on. Connor Turley just all over the offensive board, really pushing Jake Cohen around. Says, all right, we got to put a stop to this.
Penn with the ball inbounding. Front court, right left. Cartwright, near left baseline, pick out Belcourt. The three near left, he locks in. 26-20-10.
Another attack to the baseline by Miles Cartwright and throw back from whence he came. Rob Belcourt, the inbounder, makes the adjustment and finds himself wide open, and he knew as soon as he let it go, it was good.
Red and blue crew hopping around. McKillop, deep far left. 22 for Davidson. Firing for three, near right, Droney, no good. A follow try won't fall by down. It's Connor Curley stripping it away. Front end easy. Wide open down court, Belcourt. Cartwright gets it to him in the far right corner. Belcourt shooting Smith near left corner. It's thrown away. Down.
Rob Belcourt needs to calm down a little bit on that one. He got a little excited. He was out ahead. And the ball was a little late getting to him. I would like to see him pull up there in the middle of the lane, shoot that one.
The Penn Quakers on a 9-0 run against Davidson. 26-20, 6:51 to go in the first. McKillop, near right wing. Smith in his face, waving hands around. Far left on the wing. It is Coleman. Coleman to McKillop, near right. Park takes, goes foul line, nothing there, and a travel.
No doubt. No doubt about it. McKillop drags the back pivot foot. I don't want to say too much about this, but Ben Easy is a presence in there. He makes Andreas Schreiber look like Jack Rosen. He must not be able to shoot the ball a lick because they don't even look at him.
He scored a total of only 41 points last year and averaged 2.4 rebounds per game.
Yeah, but you know what? Throw it in there. My God. You got a physical mismatch.
Eggleston looking for Schreiber underneath on the right block.
The gift. When's Hanukkah something? 12 days or 8 crazy nights, right? 12 days of Christmas, 8 crazy nights. Soon, right? Well, there's your first gift right there because that one was no doubt off Andreas Schreiber out of bounds.
22 to shoot for Penn. Belcourt will inbound, far right baseline. Red and blue again as we see it from right to left in the front court. Belcourt, Schreiber, Cartwright, Eggleston, and Tyler Bernardini on the floor.
And you know, Jerome Allen had the luxury of being able to fit Zach Rosen with those two fouls. One, Miles Cartwright playing as well as he is, and two,
foul against the Quakers.
You know that 20 I let you hold over the summer?
Yes.
You know what time it is?
Well, 21 games last season, by the way.
Time to pay back, because that was a complete payback call right there, which is fine. They screwed it up the first time they come. They fixed it by making another bad call.
Second personal for Dre. And seven apiece now for the Quakers and Davidson.
Little offense, defense by Bob McKillop gets the stoppage. Looks to get Jake Cohen back in the game, and Jerome Allen reacts to that by putting Connor Turley back in for Andreas Schreiber, who picks up his second. We'll see if Connor Turley can continue to work Jake Cohen a little bit.
26-20, penned by 6-6-18 to go in the first. Right high post. It is Brownie beating inside Cohen in a goaltender.
Against the Quakers. Tyler Bernardini gets caught out of position. Doesn't protect the backside. Jake Cohen wide open. Just punches it back through the rim. So he's blown it at that point. You might as well.
That holds a 9-0 10 run. 26-22 Quakers with the ball and a 4-point lead. Belcourt near right wing. Top of the arc, Cartwright. Miles Cartwright takes a foul line, launches for 2. Miles Cartwright, what a first half in his career debut. 9 points, 10 back up by 6. Here is Coleman in the key, lost exceeding man who is fouled by Jack Eggleston. 18 fouls against the point.
This makes Jack's first foul, I believe. So I kind of like that. He helps to stop the penetration, rotates back over. You can't let my man Clint Mann go up and dunk that at the deflector. I don't even know whether he can get there or not. Pretty good basketball players, you know, named Clint.
No.
Right? I can't think of one. Race car drivers, actors, Eastwood.
Baseball player, right?
Clint Hurdle?
Yeah. So here is Clint Mann. What a beautiful brick he was. Bounced off the back of the iron, remains 28-22, 5:44 to go in the first. Then a sophomore transfer out of Iowa State set out last season. With the crowd tonight, members of the Penn football program, rattling the Johnnies from Harvard, 34-14.
Why do you call him the Johnnies?
John Harvard.
Oh, there you go.
Man, he looks good on his second. And it's a 28-23 game with 5:43. To go on the first.
And here you go. Rob Belcourt initiating the offense. I think Jerome Allen sees Miles Cartwright having his way a little bit with the ball in his hand. Wants to give him a chance to score a little more.
Cartwright draws the foul as he took it far right baseline. 18 foul.
Huge advantage of Miles Cartwright. I like him coming in. He's really showing me a lot in his first game.
Coming in, it'll be Brandon McKillop.
Fan I am. Yeah, sound like Dr. Seuss.
Alexandra Grace making her fourth debut tonight as well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. She's been to Paris. She's been to Dubai. She's been to the Maldives. And now she's into the Palestra.
Cartwright gets the front end of four. About 10 points in then. You signed up for that for Miles Cartwright. This will contend their largest lead of the night. 7 points if he's able to connect here. Pulls the ball around, the right-handed shooting rookie, good. 11 for Cartwright, 30-23, 10, 5.5 to go in the first. Coolman on the near right wing.
Jack Eggleston mixing it up with Mann in the low block. He's got to be careful. He doesn't want to pick up two.
Belcourt got a hand in there on the near right baseline. The Drowney dribble, and he knocks it out of bounds, so Davidson retains possession. 23 seconds to shoot. Brownie will inbound from the near right baseline. A baseball tuck just beneath the timeline, front court to Coolman.
Speaking of baseball tucks, the great Dave Montgomery in the house tonight.
At the foul line, man. Good man-to-man D by Turley. Ace shoot, spinning man. Nice move to the company, collects two.
To cook the microwave dinner in the time it took to make that move. Man jabs at Turley, spins back. Nobody rotates over. That's one that can be picked clean and gone in the other direction. Kind of a little late on the rotation.
30-25, Penn's lead down to 5. 4 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first half. Bernardini, far right wing, right side of the lane, Turley.
Back in on Coolman. Kick out Belcourt. Good move with Cartwright. Neal left corner for three. Count it! As it bottoms home. 33-25-10.
Wide double counter Curley in the low block. Miles Cartwright ends up wide open because of the four decisions to double counter Curley in the low block.
Miles Cartwright, 14, he steals the ball. Far right, into the lane, to the tape, good! 35-25 with 4:15 left in the first. Take a timeout, Bob McKillop.
Miles Cartwright taking this game over right now. His athleticism, his pressure on the perimeter. And who's the first guy to greet him coming off the court for that timeout? Zach Rosen. Shows you what kind of team player he is. And what a lift. Now the problem is, you know, where do you play these two? You got to get them both out on the floor. It's a luxury problem for Jerome Allen. Miles Cartwright really showing something early tonight.
Do we have a basketball game at the Palestra tonight?
Yes, we certainly do, Chelsea.
Miles Cartwright, he was a three-time captain for Loyola, 2008-2009 Vision League Championship program, and a two-time ESPN First Team All-Star. For good man, you were inside the Tanzer locker room on 20 occasions last season as a volunteer assistant coach, and very close to Jerome Allen as well. What are the coaching staff that Jerome likes in particular about Miles Cartwright?
I have no idea, so. No, I'm kidding. But what they like about him is what he's shown tonight. He's a long, athletic perimeter defender. He brings great energy. And right now, as you said, he's a little wiry. When he grows into that body, I think Quaker fans are really going to like it.
10 by 10, 35-25, 4:05 to go in the first. Three near right baseline. Brownie picking him up for Nagini, who baits him into the offensive foul. Home cooking, Chelsea.
Home. Why do I weigh as much as I do? Because I eat a lot of home cooking. That's one where the referee gets caught up in the momentum of the game. And Tyler Bernardini, I think that's the second one he stole tonight. Didn't he steal another one earlier?
Yep.
All right. DB getting it done on the defensive end.
3 minutes and 55 seconds left in a great first half by Penn, leading by 10. Cartwright, well, all he has, I believe it's 16 of Penn's 35. Belcourt far right on the wing. Penn shooting at an outstanding percentage. Belcourt to the far right baseline. Turnley under the bucket, and he draws a foul on Cohen.
I can't even believe that call. That is frightening.
That is the second on Jay Cohen.
What is Jay Cohen supposed to do? Get out of Connor Turley's way? I mean, maybe they call him because he's on the floor and Connor Turley trips over him after knocking him down. But again, it's official getting caught up in the momentum of the game. Penn fan will take it, but it's another atrocious call. 2 in a row.
3 minutes, 38 seconds to go in the first time. Out of the floor, the score, 10 by 10, 35-25 versus Davidson. And that was a Sports Penn men's basketball, 9:50 a.m., the Penn Sports Network.
Sprint Turf wishes good luck to the Quaker basketball team and is a proud partner of Penn Athletics. Sprint Turf has been the University of Pennsylvania's choice in synthetic turf since 2004 when the surface was installed on the beautiful and historic Franklin Field. If your school is considering a turf field or perhaps you have a landscaping project at home, make Sprint Turf your first call at 877-686-TURF. Visit us online at SprintTurf.com.
Often in sports, extra time is needed for victory. Minutes of overtime make all the difference. The same is true of recovery from a critical illness. Sometimes patients require care beyond a traditional hospital stay. Kindred Hospitals is there for them. In the fight for recovery, in the game of their lives, Kindred Hospitals provide aggressive, high-intensity care to medically complex patients requiring extended recovery time. Let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
Penn fans every night at 6 get total high-def coverage of your favorite Philly sports teams on Comcast SportsNet. Tune in to Comcast SportsNet for the most in-depth reports in town every night at 6 on Sports Night. Only on Comcast SportsNet, nobody does Philly hoops better. Great Brian Schiff representing our pals at Comcast SportsNet.
Pretty good. Sit right behind him a second ago.
I'm not sure where Schiff you went to.
Grabbing a hot dog in the media room?
One better than those. 3:38 to go in the first half. The Penn Quakers are leading by 10, 35-25. And there was a question when Zach Rosen, good man, was sat on the bench with two personal fouls in the first 5 minutes of the game. What would Miles Cartwright do
16 points. He's answered the bell. There's no doubt about that. Not only has he scored for Penn, which had some stretches last year where they had trouble scoring, especially in transition, but he has also defended the perimeter well. He has created havoc defensively. A little bit like Evie Jabber out there on the perimeter. Quick hands, kind of long arms, doing his thing a little bit.
So the total line on Cartwright right now, he does have 16, 5 for 6 from the floor, 2 for 2 from the outside.
3 steals. Ooh, 3 steals as well, so well, Cartwright earning his scholarship tonight. Oh, wait, we're in the Ivy League, no scholarships, right? My bad.
Connor Tilley is at the line.
Unless you go to Harvard, then I think you get scholarships.
Connor Tilley is at the line. Shot at 76.2% last season. Good matches. So how about the Quakes in 2009-2010? Second in the Ivy League in free throw shooting. Tilley to make an 11-point lead. Yep.
He's got I'd be eighth in the Ivy League in free throw shooting and not go 5-9. I mean, give me 13-1 and shoot 50% from the line.
Projecting positives here on the 10 Sports Network.
Yes.
South Seas. For a 12-point lead, Tilley unable to get the bounce. The bank's 36-25, 3:33 to go in the first half. Coolman under the foul line. He's been quiet for Davidson.
Great
draws a double team
by Rob Belfort.
In the lane, Drowney handing off man, reversing left-right, recording two. Man has five. Davidson makes it 36-27, 10 in front.
And Connor Curley trying to draw the charge right there. I just don't think the officials could have blown the whistle for another one. That's probably the most blatant of the night. Connor doesn't get the call. Davidson gets the bucket.
20-7 run for Penn right now. He's falling behind by four. Curley hands off to Cartwright, 14-2. Near left wing. Cartwright, a spot up three. It's an air ball and a called in by Drowning.
Lost a little bit right there by Mann. Bad recognition by Penn. Jack Eggleston ends up with Coolman on him, but he doesn't get the ball down in the low block.
McKillop hoists the three far left, and he punches it in from the perimeter. Jerome Allen takes a good timeout with 2:41 to go in the first half. 36-30, Davidson mounting something offensively.
I think Jerome Allen just kind of stemming the tide. 5 straight for Davidson right there. Penn a little out of kilter defensively. A good ball movement by Davidson. They talked about in the scout that Bob McKillop, or Brendan McKillop, excuse me, is a standstill three-point shooter, and that's what he got right there. Penn needs to run at him and make him put that on the floor. Unfortunately, Rob Belfort ended up guarding two Davidson players at the top of the key, and Penn unable to recover.
McKillop last year versus the Quakers, and 26 minutes, game high 19 points. 15 of them coming from the outside. 4 assists, no turnovers. And Tim McKillop weren't enough for your liking, did they? They got an older son of head coach Bob Matt in his third season on the bench as a Davidson assistant coach. Penn with the ball up by 6, 36-30, 2 minutes 41 seconds left, and a little nice, good, entertaining first half. Cartwright, he has been the star for the Red Bull, the freshman. As Bernardini near left wing. Tyler goes baseline. Cross away Belcourt. Deep in the middle for three. Off the iron, no. Rebound. Two down.
A decent look by Belcourt. He had so much time, he should have dribbled in and taken another one.
Dangerous pass down the floor. Curley wraps up with Coolman, and that will be the ninth. 10 team foul. And ball gets Connor Curley first.
Ball gets tipped, and Connor Curley just a little slow on the reaction and ends up fouling J.P. Coolman.
Great Mark Zoller in the house tonight, as is the even greater Georgie Zoller.
Georgie Zoller hasn't changed in many a year. Sitting over there with his arms crossed on that belly of his.
At the line, Coolman connects on his first, making it 36-31. Also, Andy Barada, Paul Chambers in the building.
A lot of familiar faces back here. Eric Moore in the house.
At the line, Coolman sinks his second. Quiet four for a guy that averaged 12.5 last year. But Davidson, a little bit of a run right now. 36-32, whittling the Quakers' lead to just four. Smith back on the floor. He has Bernardini top of the arc. 2:08 to go. Smith pulls the trigger. No triple. The Quakers a little bit cooler from the outside. Rob Belcourt picking up the foul.
Couple bad shots in a row for the Quakers. A little quick. And now compounded by Rob Belfour fouling on the other end. Two shots for Davidson, a chance to cut into this lead a little bit.
Brody will go to the line.
The problem the Penn has had right now against this Davidson defense is they keep getting matchups that they like on the low block. Get a big on a guard. They get one of Penn's big guards being guarded by one of Davidson's smart. Can't get the ball in there. Haven't been able to find a way to take advantage of those matchups when they've been getting them.
Droney gets his first 36-33 to make it a two-point game. That one rattles around the rim, and Adams about a quarter of the way down brings a three-point Penn lead. Eating some points. Cartwright with 16 of them. Far right, dangerous pass and hit off the knee of Darren Smith. Right in front of our buddy Alan Yates and his wife Patty. And with a minute 55 to go, the Davidson Wildcats can come within one or tie with a field goal.
A little loose with the ball right there, Miles Cartwright. And Darren Smith, you're getting overplayed like that. Think about cutting back door. He's been open for a 10-footer.
Coleman in the lane, the left-hand scoop, no big board. Brought down by Eggleston. Now with 100 seconds to go in the first half, the Quakers trying to work the clock to their advantage and get some points off this possession. Darren Smith atop the arc. Far right, Bernardini. Quakers have not had much of an interior game tonight.
None.
Top of the arc, Bernardini for three. Doesn't get the bounce. Rebound to Drowney with a minute 17 to go in the first. McKillop shot waves off. Gets the ball. Foul and route to the right.
Bad defense. Tyler Bernardini played that defensive transition all with his hands. Ends up picking up his second foul with a minute 16 to go. And again, Jack Eggleston has his man caught by side, and Penn can't figure out a way to get him blocked.
The Davidson Wildcats on a run of 8-1 right now. Brendan McKillop at the line. His first one is good. McKillop with 6 points. Last year, he shot 73.6% from the line. The right-handed shooting senior. The second from McKillop, count it. And Davidson has roared within a point, 36-35. A minute 16 to go in the first. Zach Rosen spending the final 15 minutes of his first half. Cartwright calling out signals. Rosen with a pair of personals. Early at the top of the arc, Cartwright has a lane to the near left baseline. Downing backs him out. 15-2 for the Red and Blue, 54 to play in the first half. Smith far right corner, looking inside for Turley. The original call made by Jeff Anderson was that it was touched by the Quakers, but it was overruled.
You get Connor Turley at 6'7", 6'8", being guarded by McKillop, and Penn still can't figure a way to get the ball. It's something that Coach Allen is going to make an adjustment on at halftime. They can get the ball inside. They just haven't been looking to, do it. They haven't been successful in doing it.
Penn to shoot for the Quakers, 50-3 from the first. Smith, far right baseline. We're going to inbound, and the Quakers, well done. Able to take some time and draw a foul.
Tom Droney grabbing Connor Turley, cutting to the basket. And Davidson's been pretty good guarding that baseline out of bounds. Penn kind of runs a wheel play. You get a bunch of cutters coming off the elbow. And it just hasn't been there for Penn. Another adjustment that they might want to look into at the half.
Turley and the Quakers need to start. The first free throw pops out. No good. Turley 1-for-3 at the line, Penn leading by a point, 36-35. A lot of energy midway through this first half. The offense has settled down somewhat for the Quakers. Turley second, looking to salvage this trip to the stripe. Good for Connor Turley. 10-by-2, 37-35, 48 seconds left in the first. Coleman far left wing. Eye down there by Rob Belcourt. Thrown away by Davidson, intercepted by Cartwright, his fourth steal.
Fifth steal, I believe, Stelty, no?
You all right? So 1 second differential between the game and shot clock. 27 to play
Davidson
in the first.
Davidson content to let Penn dribble it out up here at the top of the key. Right in front of us, now McKilt with 15 to go. Comes out and gets him.
13-2, 14 to play in the first. Cartwright deep ball right of the wing. 10 seconds to shoot. 10 by 2. Cartwright, top of the arc. Quick for the stop clock. Cartwright, we're going to create. In the key. Pounds it inside. Good off the back of the box. 2 seconds to go in the first. Pass deflected out of bounds by Darren Smith. 10 leading by 4. Half a second left in the first.
Great recognition by Cartwright. Gets Droney on him and goes right by him. And now Bob McKillop's going to make a change. With half a second to go, and putting Jake Cohen back in the game. So look for the lob. Darren Smith needs to get up on the ball.
And Eggleston is going to have Cohen beneath the bucket. Half second to go. Near sideline right. Droney will inbound it. McKillop's in the backcourt. And his dad, Bob, is walking out order.
I don't understand why he wouldn't be right on the man with the ball. Okay, they call him back at the
half second. Pitch in here at the horn is man off the back of the box. It went down. What's the call? Give us an indication. Louis Andrakakos, the officiating crews will gather.
None of them saw it.
And they're going to count it.
None of them saw it. There's no man on the ball. The ball goes right in.
Clint Mann, the sophomore, makes it a one-point game, 39-38, right at the horn as the red lights on the perimeter of the backboard went up. Well, they executed that to a T. It was an overhand toss. Brownie Mann put it up top of the arc. Good.
And our fearless leader, Steve Bilski, looks like he's going to give you a piece of his mind.
Well, with just a very quick, curt explanation to Mike Martin, Penn assistant, the officials go into the locker room. 39-38 is the score, Penn by one. Halftime, but a good first half. Penn, they'll take it up by one. And the Quakers, nice offensive work, good D. Unfortunate breakdown there at the end of the first half. Intermission, 39-38. And we'll have Penn women's basketball coach Mike McLaughlin coming up, also a chat with the George A. Munger head coach of football here at Penn, Al Bagnoli, Ivy League title winners, at least a share of Penn football. That'll be it as we wrap up.
Very much. I didn't realize you were looking for me to comment on that one.
I don't really know what, you know, this is a football game. I'm going a little, trying to find a way. 39-38, 10 by a point. For now, in sports, 10, that's basketball. And 9-15 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Stronger together, the University of Pennsylvania and Penn Medicine have teamed up again to give back to our community in one of the largest combined giving campaigns in Southeast Pennsylvania. Penn's Way 2011 has challenged Penn Medicine and the University of Pennsylvania community to donate $1.3 million to the charities of their choice. You can make a difference this year and contribute to the Penn's Way campaign. Please visit www.upenn.edu/Penn's Way or contact your Penn's Way 2011 coordinator to find out more about Penn's Way 2011.
If you come from today's rapidly changing, energetic, collaborative workplace where people expect their work tools to do the best job possible, visit fithowyouwant.com and explore Generation by Knoll, the award-winning work chair. Generation's advanced design and flexing features give you the freedom to be you and allow you to move effortlessly about your day. Generation by Knoll, for anyone in today's workplace, but especially for those who refuse to sit still, visit fithowyouwant.com today.
Your Monday will never be the same, because it's Fajita Rita Monday at Chili's. Get a double order of classic fajitas for only $14.49. A full pound of juicy, marinated steak or chicken grilled to perfection, served sizzling with onions, bell peppers, and the works. Enough for two, just $14.49. And a single order is $8.99. Enjoy a frothy 10-ounce top shelf or Caribbean margarita for only $2.99. It's Fajita Rita Monday, all day, every Monday at participating Chili's.
In the sports arena, the greatest glory comes from success when it really counts. Kindred Hospitals knows that feeling. As one of Fortune magazine's most admired companies for 2 years running, we offer high-intensity medical care at the most crucial points in our patients' lives. Our team is Kindred, our game is healing, and winning is recovery. We win a lot. Let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm going to have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
4 blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
650 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WGN Philadelphia.
It's the Quaker Halftime Report presented by United Healthcare, with audio highlights from the first 20 minutes, feature interviews, and a full stat recap. Once again, with Vince Curran, here's Brian Seltzer.
Halftime at the Poesa. The Penn Quakers, a tenuous one-point lead over the Davidson Wildcats, 39-38. And with our studio coordinator, Betsy Devin, our partner, Vince Curran, right now to be joined by the man that has steered the Penn Women's Basketball Program to an impressive season opening victory last night, 70-59, defeating Bryant here at the Palestra. Mike McLaughlin, Mike, big win for you guys last night. That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a great start to our season. We worked really hard to get to this point. So it was good to see the players after the game celebrate a little bit. They earned it. The preseason was great. The commitment has been great since I got here, and I'm really proud to get started with the first of the year.
And three players in double figures, is that right, Mike?
Yes.
Steph Knapp with a double-double?
Steph was great. I mean, she's much improved from last year. She's physically fit. Her balance is so much better. I think we need two or three every night to be able to get in double figures. One of the biggest problems we had last year was we couldn't score the ball effective enough to win games. So that was good. We had three players in double digits.
We also had Alyssa Barrett, 20 points, and Megan McCullough with 15. And you mentioned good feeling in the locker room afterwards. Just take us a little bit more inside that. I mean, this is a team. You guys had your struggles last year. And right out of the jump, you not only get a job, but a pretty handy one by 11 points.
Yeah, I think, we went all the way up past Christmas before we won a game last year, and it certainly hurt their confidence as we went forward. This certainly will help. We certainly understand as coaches that we have a lot of work to do. There's some things that we can improve on, but, I want them to play poise, I want them to play confidence, and I want them to play free. And I said that through the whole week. I really didn't want these young kids to come out here and feel tense any more than they would have normally playing their first college game. And Alyssa Barron came out in that 17 the first half. So it was really, obviously...
So you've made an adjustment at halftime to make sure she only got three in the
half? Yeah. Well, what happened was towards the end of the half, she ended up putting her back. So I think she only played about 5 or 6 minutes in the second half. But, I think... we had a 10-point lead throughout the whole second half, but an opportunity to keep her there. She had a really difficult time moving. She couldn't guard anyone, she had a great opening game.
As much as you say that you see things that you want to improve on and you want to make adjustments, and it's a young group that's kind of coming into their own, it's a lot easier to make those thoughts and say that stuff when you get the win.
Absolutely. I'm sitting over here, the girls are at the game, they're able to sit here and talk about a win, and we struggled to do that last year. So, any coach, win or lose, that they're going to sit here and they're going to try to do things better. And that's human nature. But now I think they did so many really good things. We're going to really talk about the positives, work on some of the things that we can improve on, and take this as a really positive first step.
Before we let you go, Mike McLaughlin, head coach of Penn Women's Basketball. It's your second season on the job. What is, if you look down the road, the type of program, the culture that you want to establish here?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me that, because last year was a step in the right direction. I know we didn't win many basketball games, but we created a positive culture to play here for the players here, to give them a great experience. For the future players that are going to come in this program, let's put them in an atmosphere like this tonight. I really want us to be a disciplined, committed program, and I don't want to cut any corners. I want these girls, when they're done, to have the best experience possible, and hopefully win a lot of games as we go through it. But I think the quality of the ladies in our program, I couldn't be more proud of what they're doing.
We won last night on the court, off the court. Tell us a little bit about the Charge for the Cure initiative that you guys are taking on.
Yes, we decided to reach out and give back a little bit. I think it's so important for our ladies to understand that. They certainly do understand it. We're an opportunity to hopefully raise some money to help 5 needy causes and foundations. And, maybe not so much the money, it's just the recognition of the programs and you know, I just think each one of them means something special to everyone. You know, we're just starting this, and we're calling a charge for sure. Every charge that our team takes this year, we're going to donate money to the five causes that we have. And, you know, it's just been exciting. It's really taken off. And, you know, the players are involved, all the coaches are involved, families, alumni. So it's a pretty good start for what we're trying to do.
Terrific. Outstanding job last night, Mike. 10 women's basketball winning 70-59 versus Davidson. And for more on Charge for the Cure.
By the way, just to talk about, we have the Penn family here.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, is there a camaraderie between men's and women's coaches, which I really got an insight into last year, but guess who the maternity nurse was for young Alexander Grace Kern?
Who'd be that?
My boy.
Yep. So talking about close to home.
Why are you wearing that Penn t-shirt for the fifth day in a row in this hospital? Well, that's, you know,
that's right.
It is the same t-shirt.
Mike McLaughlin, head coach of Penn women's basketball. Mike, best of luck to you and the girls.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Mike.
39-38, Penn leading Davidson at the half. A conversation with Penn's Ivy League winning football coach, championship coach this afternoon, Al Bagnoli, is next.
When you were 18, you fixed your own car. Then you fixed your friend's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's uncle's car. And next thing you know, you had yourself a car repair business. And while you're definitely an expert on four-cylinder engines, you're not exactly an expert on employee health insurance. No problem.
Well, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know that I just want to look some more.
At Independence Blue Cross, we make it easy for you to find a plan that fits your growing business. You see, we have lots of choices that are flexible and affordable. So you can find a plan that keeps deductibles low. You can modify it to add wellness programs. And you can customize the plan to keep it within your budget. So whether your business is small or big, go to planforfit.com. Independence Blue Cross. Now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Independent licensee at the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
And the 38th, 10 men's basketball leading Davidson at the Palestra halftime. Busy day on campus earlier this afternoon. 10 football clinching a share of the 2010 Ivy League Championship, pounding Harvard.
Hartford's where John Galkos is now.
Pounding Harvard 34-14, and the 8th Ivy League title for the 19-year head coach Al Bagnoli. And following his post-game press conference, had a chance to chat with Al, asking him his thoughts on the season that has one more game left, a chance for an outright Ivy League championship next weekend at Cornell.
Al, that undershirt you're sporting, probably at one time white, but now a little bit of off-red with that Gatorade shower. Your 8th Ivy League championship, the second in a row for this program. How does this one feel? What distinguishes the feel of this one from the other 7?
Well, I mean, you know, they're all great in its own way, but this one, when you consider the way the season started with the Owen Thomas tragedy and all the adversity we had to overcome and everything that's happened to the program, it's just really a tremendous reflection on the kind of kids we have, their resiliency, their focus, their determination, work ethic. I just can't say enough about how they went about this year to devote it and to honor Owen, and I couldn't be happier for them.
You mentioned Owen Thomas, Dan Lake's the Fury as well, passing away in April. Was there a moment that you can pinpoint during this run, and it's not done yet, but where you knew this team had the mental toughness, what it took to clear those hurdles?
Yeah, I mean, our very first game. I mean, we gave up 14 points. We didn't give up a first down in the first half against Lafayette, and they were beating us 14-3. And that second half, you know, we just came out determined as ever. And against a good football team, we came back and ultimately won that game 19-14. And then you can kind of see you have the mental stability that you need. You know, you've got the toughness and the perseverance that you need. But, you know, when you throw a pick for a touchdown, you have a blocked punt for a touchdown, and you hold the other team 0 first downs and they're beating you 14-3 at halftime, you're shaking, standing there kind of like scratching your head, thinking, what's going on?
from that.
Magnoli, the George A. Munger head coach of football here at Penn, his team improving to 8-1 this afternoon with a 34-14 victory over Harvard.
Just robbed out with his airtime there, Stump. He just clinched his share of the Ivy League title.
I know.
So you want to see my airtime?
You know, good man.
You're a good guy, Stump.
Great to have you. Great to have you back.
Glad to be here
in the broadcast position. And it's 39-38. Could have been a 4-point lead at the half. Controversial call.
Not even down the stretch.
A 3-pointer banged into the horn with half a second left by Clint Mann. But all in all, Clint Mann, what did you see in the first half? And most importantly, what can the Quakers do to keep things on the good foot into the second half?
Well, I think the story of the first half, obviously, is Miles Cartwright. 18 points, 2 assists, 3. They only gave him credit for 3 steals, which I think is highway robbery. 6 for 8 from the field, 4 for 4 from the line, 2 for 3 from 3-point range. He does have a rebound, a couple of turnovers as well, but he is the story right now. But Penn also needs to get a more balanced attack. You can't count on Miles Cartwright to come out and score 18 points in every half of basketball that you play. Jack Eggleston needs to get more involved in the offense, only 2 for 3 from the floor. Obviously, Zach Rosen needs to get going. And the real question, Selke, is do you make an adjustment here? Do you maybe think about starting Miles Cartwright in the second half, going for smaller players around one big, probably being Eggleston? The problem that presents to you is then you probably have Rob Belfort guarding a 4-man for Davidson, and that may cause its own problems. So what little game of cat and mouse going to need to be played right here.
The Penn Quakers have not won a season-opening game since 2005, which was the beginning of the Vince Curran Penn Sports Network era.
Is that my first game on the...
Indeed it was.
All right. Seems like yesterday.
Again,
but it was long ago.
Fran McCaffrey, Siena Saints.
Really?
Well,
I mean, I believe you, but it doesn't sound like the first game that I did. Is this back with Hershey or with you?
Well, this is our first game together.
All right.
Okay. I'm a nostalgia courtside.
Play the glory games. Cue up the glory games.
39-38. Penn with the lead. The Quakers and their coaches huddle. Right side of the floor as we see it by the foul line. Leading prior to the start.
Same starting five for Penn, who will get the ball to begin the second half. And Andreas Schreiber, who played 6 minutes and had a rebound and 2 fouls in the first half, going to get a chance to go out there and do it all again. An important guy for Penn, 6'9", 6'10", athletic, need to get some production out of him.
Penn has the ball, their home right from left to right to begin the second stanza.
And starting the second half with Rob Belfort initiating the offense on the point. They're trying to get Zach Rosen involved off the ball, maybe get his offense going.
Bernardini mishandled by the Penn split tee. He recovers. For Davidson, they're starting five. Coleman, McKillop, Mann, Droney, and Cohen. Foul line jumper, Bernardini, no. Ball free near side, picked up by McKillop, who rumbles back the other way. Heads taking at the foul line, takes it to the 10, bump, and the bucket. Davidson reestablishes a lead at 40-39, and a chance for one more.
Tyler Bernardini does a lot of things well. His transition defense tonight has left a little bit to be desired. Second time he's been caught. That time on McKillop. I think McKillop got him in the first half as well for a foul. His eyes lit up and just took it right to Tyler, who was trying to back away, but picks up his third foul.
McKillop can't complete the three-point play, and a little redemption rebound for Tyler Bernardini. McKillop has a total of 9 on the game. 40-39, Davidson by a point. Far left baseline, Schreiber. Back in on Cohen, turns right, turns left, two strong. He collects his own miss, nearly picks up the foot on the pivot. Press 35, Quake. Eggleston driving towards far left baseline, all fine for this team.
Like to see, get the ball inside to Schreiber, get the ball back inside to Eggleston, try and establish something other than perimeter as a kickball by Rob Belfort. And I've been critical of Andreas Schreiber a little bit, but if he posts up strong like that, like he did, you got to get him the ball. He has Jake Cohen high side. If Rob Belfort gets him, ball, it's a dunk. So Penn still having trouble finding their post players.
A minute, 5 seconds into the second half. Penn with the lead back, 41-40. Coleman behind the back dribble, frees himself of Belcourt left side.
Cohen with 17-2, hands off top of the arc to Mann, who drops in that three. Cohen near side left, pulls the trigger on a triple, comes up empty. Nice challenge by Eggleston.
And that time, Andreas Schreiber closes out on Cohen, and he misses the shot. Nice job by Schreiber to start the second half. Couple strong post-ups, and some solid defense on Jake Cohen.
Quakes looking for a cushion. Bernardini far right point and away from the play. An offensive crime committed by Andreas Schreiber.
And, I mean, really? That'll be smarter than that. Andreas Schreiber extends that elbow. Picks up his third foul, and now Jerome Allen with some decision to make. Tyler Bernardini with three. Andreas Schreiber with three, and Zach Rosen with two.
So well, you mentioned maybe bringing Cartwright on four guards and a big. See if Jerome goes that way. Penn leading by one, now defending. Kuhlman, far right alley. Belcourt, good man to man. Top of the arc, it's Droney, near left corner, McKillop, near left baseline man. Spinning to his right, throws it right past Cohen. On the right low post, out of bounds, ball back to Penn.
Mann does the same thing every time. He pounds the ball one time hard to his left and spins back over his right shoulder. Somebody should be able to pick his pocket or draw a charge on that. That time he just throws the ball out of bounds.
Rosen operating the offense for the Penn Quakers. In the near right corner, Zach standing there, logging only 3 minutes in the first half. In the lane, a drive handoff, Schreiber, too strong on the bunny way, and follows for two. And Penn snatches a three-point lead, 43-40.
Nice set offense by Penn. Screen on the wing, screen going to the basket, layup.
Nice give to Cohen on the near left block. He tacks on two.
Transition defense. It's on the scouting report, so I know this because I've read the scouting report. Transition defense.
Only nine, though, Vindman, for Cohen, who averaged a team-high 13.3 last year for the Wildcats. Rosen nearly had the ball pried away, far left by McKillop. Eggleston, the foul line, stops in his tracks. We're going to hand off to Bernardini, deflects off his hand, and
he's determined to turn the ball over right there. Three or four loose passes until they finally gave it up.
In the near left corner, the drive by Brownie. He tried to reverse, and there's a foul.
Four on Tyler Bernardini, late getting over there. And I say it all the time, the reason that guys don't get the charge call is that they lean or they anticipate and they don't let guys hit them. That time Tyler sliding in, feet out from underneath him, and did not take the blow.
Droney at the line.
Where's the more Miles Cartwright? And Coach Allen with a little... Oh, you're full for Tyler Bernardini right now.
Tony blanks on his first, remains a 1.10 lead, 43-42, 16-55 left in regulation. And Tony now 1-for-3. Here is Damon Brooks, the first half leading scorer for Davidson with 9, back into the game, replacing Jake Cohen. Well, Tyler Bernardini with 4 on the bench. Cartwright back in. The second is a switch for Brownie, and it's tied up at 43. 16-51 to play in the second half. The Quakers trying to steal one against Davidson as the season opens. Davidson has won the last three meetings. Rosen shooting Belcourt near right corner. Cartwright to the foul line. Zach Hoyt far left corner. Line drive three, no good. Rebound order by Drowning. Long toss, down four.
Travel.
Brooks returning. The favor is Eggleston on the rejection. Deflects to Rosen. Top of the arc. Head in transition. Cartwright. Three near right for three. Off the back of the iron. Knocked out of bounds by Rob Belcourt. And Cartwright a little bit slow to get up right in front of the Penn bench. Might have come down awkwardly on his right knee, and Phil Samko is going to try and help him up.
Oof. I think it's a cramp. Phil Samko says, get him up. Normally, if it were anything other than a cramp, getting him some water. So I just think he landed funny.
Right through side of early. How about Phil Samko today, Vin Man? The double shift, 10 football, 10 men's basketball.
How about Brian Seltzer in double shift, 10 football, 10 men's basketball?
You know,
pre-game, post-game, halftime shows.
I'll say this, Vin Man. A 6-hour June the 3rd Trenton Thunder Reading Phillies doubleheader. Really impressive for days like this.
Talk about getting combat back.
16-15 to go in the second. Davidson ball, front court, right left. In the corner, it is Drowney. 24-2,
All tied up at 43. Belcour pushes Drowney out to the 10-foot tee. Near left baseline, head taking Brooks, trying to get past Eggleston. Hard move inside, scoops in for two. Davidson leading by a deuce. Brooks with 11. Rosen hands off to Belcour. Working to Jerome Allen, kind of acting as a point forward. Good man.
Well, we're trying to get Zach Rosen going a little bit offensively, and I said that this might come. Brown's a pretty good ball handler, and Zach's going to need to score for the Quakers.
Curley, right high post to the foul line.
This lineup. Excuse me, Celtics.
Eight on the shot clock. Rosen drills it from deep in the middle of the floor. Big three for Zach Rosen. 46-25, 10 back on top.
Not a lot of offense run right there. That's just Zach Rosen coming off the high screen at the end of the shot clock and knocking one down.
Two triples for Zach on the right baseline. The ball rattles out off the drowning runner. Recovering man off by Connor Curley. Ken gets it back. Rosen lost it in the backcourt. The draw was fouled. And there's a foul call against Damon Brooks.
Now, the Quakers have called seven fouls. There were seven fouls committed before they finally call it right there.
Quakers have 14 fouls. That's the first from Davidson. 15:06 to go in the second half. Time to pull the score. And a one-point lead on the Wildcats, 46-45. The Melvin Porch, 10-man basketball on 950 ESPN.
That's Sports Network.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Well, listen, if I'm going to have a burger, I have to have a Coke. No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, continue to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
BFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Remaining in regulation. 46-45, 10, leading the Davidson Wildcats. Simmons basketball returns to the Palestra on Saturday the 20th, a 7 o'clock tip-off versus the Drexel Dragons. Battle of 33rd Street. Tickets now available, PennAthletics.com, / tickets. Fans can get a special $4 off discount. Oh, yeah. For the first 6 tickets online by entering the promo code Top right, 10, SHOPRITE, 1-0.
The signal you just gave me was for what, Southie?
The signal. 10 from left to right, into the front court they go to home white, 46-45. 15 to go in the second. Rosen, a big three to give 10 the lead back to the near right baseline. Draws the foul on Brendan McKillop.
I like the fact that Penn's trying to isolate McKillop a little bit. Not the fleetest of foot, and certainly not a lot of size. A guy I think Zach Rosen can get around or shoot over. And if you could ever get him on the low block, they've gotten the matchup. They just haven't been able to get the ball there.
Davidson picking him up quick. Third team down the last, what is it, 5 seconds. Devon Brooks. Four on him. Leading the score for Davidson. Here comes Clint Mann. There goes Devon Brooks.
Clint Mann with 8 points, though. I said not a whole lot of Clint that can hoop, but Clint Mann can hoop a little bit. He's got 8 points here at the Palestra.
There's 35 for Rosen.
There you go. Right now, but Phillip on Turley. Get him the ball.
Rosen under the foul line. Kick out Belcour. Top of the arc for three. Bouncing off the iron. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Davidson, his man. Quakers will retain possession. 35 seconds on the shot clock, up by one. 14:42 to go in period number two. Here he is, big Frank Beddeasy.
He is ginormous.
He really is. He was recruited by Tommy Amaker at Harvard, but
committed to go, but had some
Forget it. Let the kids fall. Aaron Smith will inbound near right baseline. Smith, nothing going on. A lob, good reception by Eggleston.
A hard time getting the ball in on the baseline. Another one of those things to work on. Zach Rosen isolated at the top of the key.
Left-handed runner rattles out. Rebound to Drowney. So a one-point game in favor of Penn.
Rosen had man on him. That was the right play. Go by him. Looks like he got fouled, but no call.
Drowney's got about 5 inches on Rosen. Here is Mann swerving into the lane, and he gets the single roll to fall. Davidson reestablishes a one-point lead, 47-46. 14:05 to go at the Palestra. Davidson coming off their ninth consecutive winning season. Didn't make the postseason for the first time in 3 years. Fourth team challenge coming against the Wildcats.
Nick Cochran trying to stay with Zach Rosen on that high ball screen. Penn hitting the elbows, actually a little higher than the elbows, and then running their point guards off, either Cartwright or Rosen, to initiate the offense. We haven't seen Cartwright since he went out with what looked like a cramp.
On the far left baseline, Darren Smith will get ready to inbound. Bob McKillop doing some subbing right in front of us as Tom Drowney comes back in for Clint Mann. Quakers have Turley, Eggleston, Belcourt, Rosen on the floor. Smith looking to inbound, having trouble. A toss into the backcourt. Eggleston brings it down. In the first 35 seconds, Penn is working it. Davidson up by one. Eggleston near right wing. Crossing the Turley top of the arc. Smith takes over in that same spot. Turley handoff to Belcourt looking for a screen near right. 15 to shoot for Penn, trailing by one. Roll pass to Turley, too far out in front of him, near right baseline, out of bounds. And Jerome Allen is going to use the
bad angle
timeout that he has.
Bad angle entry pass, and Jerome Allen is kicked off. Just threw a scouting report down.
47-46, Davidson leading by one. 13:31 to go in the second half. And
Rob Belcourt takes one dribble to his right. Connor Turley one-on-one with Ben Easy on the block. Now, I don't know if that is going to automatically be success, but at least that phase of it can be a success. Connor Turley can try to go to work. He can try and find cutters. But if you just kick it out of bounds like that, you're not giving yourself a chance. I think that's the 16th turnover for Penn by my count, which is way too many, with 13:31 to go in the game.
Jerome Allen assisted this season by Mike Martin, his fifth year on the staff. Dan Leibovitz, the Penn grad, 1996, and Rudy Wise, the Penn man, having a former head coach in Dan Leibovitz, coming down from Hartford, the good old Johnny Gal Swap, and a former teammate of Jerome, is that Episcopal?
Yep.
Great to have. Great to have him back.
I think the experience that Dan brings, as not only as a head coach, but as an assistant for all those years to John Chaney, certainly will help Jerome as Jerome kind of gets things heading back in the right direction. And if Dan's experience tells you anything, he can deal with crazy as a head coach, so you should have no problem with Jerome.
He was a top assistant for John Chaney for the final few years on North Broad. The Temple Owls handling the season hole last night in their season opener. We'll give you a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on the post-game show. We'll check in on the rest of the Ivy League. Harvard losing earlier today.
That's the most important out-of-town scoreboard, right? Something didn't our man Andy Soule get his first win today as a head coach?
He did indeed. Robert Morris, who did they beat?
You know what? I'm going to have to check on that.
I know it was a double-digit victory.
I got
22 points.
All right. Congratulations to Andy Soule.
47-46. Davidson with the ball by one. Right to left they go in the front court. They're away. Black uniforms. Cochran, top of the arc, has Browning. Near left on the wing to Downing. Downing at the foul line. The 15-footer doesn't fall with the rebound. Leaping up to Zach Rosen.
Pretty good defense by Darren Smith to keep Downing in front of him.
Rosen for the lead. Good. The runner on the left side of the lane with that left hand to the sophomore junior.
I was going to say, this game really has, as I like to say, dropped anchor, and there was not a whole lot of offense, and then Zach Rosen goes end-to-end. Flowed a lot more in the first half. Davidson has turned this into a bit of a slog fest.
48-47, Penn, 1-point edge.
Browning top of the arc, far right on the wing to Coolman, has had a very quiet game so far. 4 points. Pass Feltor draws the foul in the lane with 12:40 to go in the second.
Oh, Chelsea, the boat's taking on water. What a bailout right there. Coolman has no chance. He's behind his back, through his legs. Looks like he's losing the ball. And they call that on. Did they call that on?
Rob Belcourt, good man.
Rob Belcourt, huh?
Okay, Gary Smith
gave the, Alfred E. Newman, what me, where he had the hands up, a smile on his face.
The bounce goes to the tie by Coolman, even at 48. Coolman the 5, 3 for the foul line.
Still no sign of Miles Cartwright for the Quakers.
And left with 16 in the first half, and Davidson gets way back. And Coolman goes 2-for-2 from the line. The Quakers had a big burst, a run of 20-7 midway through the first half. 49-48. Davidson, Rosen near right corner to the baseline. Aggressive Rosen feeding in the lane. Eggleston can't hang on. And a turnover by 10, that's 17. Coolman in the key, pass deflected, and Rosen robbery. Feeds that to Eggleston. 2-on-1, Smith far left. Eggleston threw it away. Back the other way. Here is Cochran near left baseline. Crossing to Coolman under the arc. Lost his footing near left corner to Cochran. Top of the arc. Browning, 23 to shoot for Davidson, 12 to go. Near left corner, Downing in a wide open looking for three, pass it up. 15 to shoot for the Cavs. Top of the arc, Cochran. Here's Coolman. And it's now on the south line. Eggleston has him near left, they're going to put in a good pickup by Turley, and a block by Eggleston on the shot. Ahead to Turley. Turley, finish in, gets it in there. No finish. Look. In and then out.
Goodness. Connor Turley cannot catch a break. Although you'd like to see him just catch and go up and flush that, kind of hold the ball away. I don't think he realized he had. What did he have on him right there? Yeah, Downing. I thought it looked like they called it on Cohen, but I didn't think so. I don't think Connor realized he had Downing on him right there. He could have gone up a little stronger with that, maybe get the 3-point play, but instead. Two free throws coming for Connor Turley.
Tight one between the Quakers and the Wildcats. 39-48 Davidson. 11:39 to go in the second half. Timeout on the floor. That's your score. Now we're going to score. Penn Net Basketball on 950 ESPN. The Penn Sports Center.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, this is the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker E-Pass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
Quaker fans, looking for the best meal deal in Philadelphia? Come on down to Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City. A Penn tradition, Abner's is located at 3818 Chestnut Street and is home to the best cheesesteaks in Philadelphia. The next time you're visiting historic Franklin Field, the Palestra, or anywhere else on the Penn campus, be sure to stop by Abner's Cheesesteaks in University City, a proud supporter of Penn Athletics.
Big man move like that. It's very stealthy.
You know what they say?
Justin Timberlake made you bring his sexy back.
But sexy never left his bed, man.
I didn't get this on the bench last year.
You know?
Somebody should have displayed it for me.
You know, whatever moment
when you kind of have the song playing in your head,
and I turn over to Gal after seeing a couple of shots that were kicked up. I was telling him that I felt that it was a bold selection, and then I started humming to myself.
So, fan of Penn Athletics on Facebook and Twitter, and get the latest news on the Quakes and interact with your fellow fans. Visit PennAthletics.com for details and click on the Facebook and Twitter logos, and please look up either a friend or a, an independent follower of ours on Twitter. 11:39 to go in the second half. 49-48 Davidson. Leading Penn. Penn kicked to finish fourth in the Ivy League in the preseason media poll. But what do the media know? You know, the Quakes and football are picked second. Here they are today, Ivy League champions. Connor Turley at the line. The right-handed shooting senior for the tie. Good. Turley 2-4 from the foul line. Connor last season, 32-42 from the stripe.
The second one for the lead. Crowd quiet at Rattleton. Rebound to Jake Cohen.
Jake Cohen doubling his rebound total right there. His second rebound happens to fall right into his lap.
Tied at 49, 11, 26 to go in the second. Top of the arc, Mann just far right on the wing. Top of the key now to Conklin, near left on the perimeter. It is McKillop, 10 to shoot. Dribbling into the lane, it's Conklin, kick out Cohen. Pump fake, goes to the left high post. Line drive jumper, no good. Rebound free and track down far corner, Rosen. End of the back, Belcourt cuts inside, two off the back of the glass, and then breaks the 49-49 tie up by a pair.
Great look by Zach Rosen off the rebound. Rob Belcourt just leaked down after the jumper. Good catch and finish.
Man in the lane, the right-hander run way too strong. Rebound corralled by Eggleston.
It's the footwork there by Jack Eggleston, not the trip over Connor Shirley. Big stop for Penn, a chance to open this up a little bit.
This has been played within a possession. Since the start of the second half, the score was 39-38. Rosen to the lane, kick out Smith, far left for the three, around the rim, and out, no good.
Not going to get a better shot than that. Good offense. Zach Rosen gets the ball down the lane. Darren Smith wide open in the corner, just rattles out.
Cohen, far right point. And he hands off to Drowney. Good man-to-man view by Belcourt, staying with him. Cohen, the far right corner line drive, three short, rebound, Eggleston.
Jack Eggleston doing a terrific job rebounding in the second half.
You'll give him Cohen shots on the outside.
Ending possession. We don't want to give him too many shots. He's a very good three-point shooter, but it takes him away from the basket, and Jack doing a good job of ending possessions as they now get, looks like Clint Mann with his
second personal foul. It is his second. Good man, and he's sixth for the Wildcats. 51-49, Penn leading by two. Miles Cartwright. Well, very quickly enduring himself to the crowd, good man.
18 points and a half will do that for you, and Darren Smith comes out. Decent job for Darren. And now you want to see if Miles Cartwright has enough fluids in his system. I'm speculating that it was a cramp. I saw him pumping fluids into him down there, stretching him out to give the same type of energy he did in the first half.
Belcourt, far left baseline. A lob inbound to Rosen, far left wing. 9:45 to go in the second. Penn leading by two. Largest lead, 10 of the game. Rosen to the 10. And he draws a foul, and we see a smart foul picked up, seventh against Davidson.
But it's still a good recognition. Zach Rosen gets caught with a big on him out front. Damon Brooks. Spread the floor, go past him, get into the lane. And now, 1-1 for Zach Rosen.
The Southpaw junior second-year captain out of St. Benedict's Prep for a three-point lead. The front end falls for last season's Ivy League leader. And free throw shooting, 52-49. 9:40 to go. Sub coming in, Jake Cohen. We'll relieve Brooks. Brooks playing with four personal fouls.
Jake Cohen played for Quaker alumni Mike Troy at Conestoga.
Second one for Rosen, pardon me, but man, no good.
Coached by Jerome Allen on his AAU team. Don't know how you let Jake get out of town, Southie.
Before Jerome's time. 52-49, Turley fronting Coleman, far right wing. In the near left corner, McKillop, 21 to shoot for Davidson. Top of the arc, Cochran for three, and the tie, no good. High arcing rebound goes down to McKillop at the foul line. To the rim, no good. Good interior defense, deflected back to Mann. Eggleston took a throw. Mann goes up, can't get two. Cohen crashes, blocked by the line, and they're going to call a foul.
That's embarrassing. That is absolutely embarrassing. Jack Rosen gets over the top. Jack Eggleston gets pushed out of bounds, and they call that soft foul on Jack Eggleston because Jake Cohen takes it up like he should have been playing last night in the women's game. Come on. That's a disgrace.
Tim Curran. Penn Sports Network, Mason.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing is what
tough,
it is.
Tough break. So here's a two-shot opportunity for Cohen, the first one. Rattles off. There's a little karmatic justice.
52-49 remains with 9-10 left.
It all starts, though, with Miles Cartwright getting caught inside on the double team, then being late to get back out. So I think it was McKillop who shot the three. Penn's defense is all out of whack at that point.
Cohen's second one is good. Cohen, one of two from the line, 52-50. Penn still in front, 9:08 left in the second half. Rosen across the timeline in the middle of the floor, right through that 10-foot tee. Jack driving at the hole left side. Middle lane throw and kick out top yard Eggleston. 6-3. Inside with the left hand locked in for a big 2 points. 10-4.
Good body control by Jack Eggleston. Up fake, drives the lane. Looks like Cohen's going to draw the charge. Jack Eggleston floats away and hits the 8-footer.
Far right corner, Cochran, top of the arc, Cohen in the near left alley. It goes to McKillop. Top of the arc, Cochran has a hole. It collapses. The runner rattles around the rim and through.
As tough shot by Cochran.
Interior D. 2-point game again.
Not a whole lot of space for Cochran, but he finds it and flips it up on the glass. Nice play with the left hand.
Having 3.9 points last year. Cartwright has Rosen. First time these two have played together. Rosen for three near right. Off the iron. No. Leaping for the rebound. Kurt Mann.
Cartwright looks like he might be a guy that needs the ball in his hands a little bit more.
Here is McKillop for the lead near left. Count it as his fanny hits the floor. 55-54. He stops on a dime and drilled it. 7:58 to go. Davidson by one.
This is going to come down to the wire, Celtics.
Davidson, a pretty strong contingent on hand.
Beat last year when we lost by 29 down there, so.
Yeah. Well, the Quakers have scrapped in front. Rosen, near right side of the lane, going under the rack. Well, first thing that he draws the foul. That'll get into the line. The eighth team foul against Davidson. And Rosen will have the shots upcoming following this break. 7:39, you're on the second floor. Second half. 5-4 the score. Davidson 58, 10:54 from Nelligan Sports. 10-man basketball on 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
Sprint Turf wishes good luck to the Quaker basketball team and is a proud partner of Penn Athletics. Sprint Turf has been the University of Pennsylvania's choice in synthetic turf since 2004 when the surface was installed on the beautiful and historic Franklin Field. If your school is considering a turf field or perhaps you have a landscaping project at home, make Sprint Turf your first call at 877-686-TURF. Visit us online at SprintTurf.com.
Come closer. I am the old school light bulb, and I love to suck the energy.
So delicious.
So expensive. $1, $5, $20.
Old light bulbs waste about $44 a year. Get energy efficient CFLs with Pico Smart Lighting Discount. Pico, we put our energy into lots of programs to save you money. For saving details, visit pico.com/smartideas or call 888-5-PICO-SAVE.
United Healthcare takes its commitment to its members in Pennsylvania seriously. That's why United Healthcare takes an active role in the communities that it serves. It promotes good health every step of the way. United Healthcare, a proud partner of Penn Athletics. Very close game, season opener for Penn at the Palestra, 55-54 the score. 7:39 to go, and Jim Manuel, Cartwright, and Zach Rosen playing together.
It's going to be a challenge for Coach Allen to figure out how to work those two in the lineup together, because just in the brief part that I've seen, it looks like they both need the ball a little bit, especially when Zach is in scoring mode, which he has been in the second half. And it's not a criticism of him being it. Like, he has needed to score. He's been able to get the ball in the lane. He's going to go to the line now, shoot two free throws. And Doc Pandolfi from across the way. I'm not sure what that signal means.
I think it was the signal that the officiating crew is not up to the standard that Doc Pria set. 7:39. We go in the second half. 55-54 Davidson to Jack Rosen. Two shots upcoming. Could put Penn back in front. Jack, one of two from the line. He has a total of 9 points, looking for his first double-figure game, and he's got it with the left hand, evening it at 55.
A lot more defense by both teams in the second half. Davidson 6-for-18 in the second half, 33%. Penn 6-for-15 for 40%. So after a relatively free-flowing and offensive-filled game in the first half, this one has reverted back to form. A defensive struggle as Zach Rosen makes the second to give the Quakers a 56-55 lead.
7.5 to play.
Penn has lost three in a row to Davidson. Dropped one by 29, 79-50 last year at Belk Arena. Penn hasn't won a home opener or a season opener since 05. Top of the arc, Cohen, 14 to shoot, lost the ball across the timeline, backward. Great dive by Eggleston. He secures it, and they give him a timeout. Outstanding hustle by one of the Quakers' three captains.
Just a little bit, actually a lot bit tougher. Jack Eggleston knocks that ball away. Cohen lopes after it a little bit. And I didn't see the other Davidson player, but they kind of both are. And Jack said, you know what? On the floor, I'm going to get it. And they both booked the call on the timeout. Penn with three timeouts at the time, so I think a good timeout. Obviously, to maintain possession, but both Cartwright and Eggleston make the timeout call. Penn gets it. Up 56-55, maintaining possession of the ball.
Quakers now have two timeouts left. Davidson with four, Penn leading by one. 56-55. 7:13 to play in the second stanza. Penn men's basketball. 6-22 a year ago. Not one of the better seasons in program history.
What are you going to do?
We're bound to have one clunker every now and then.
That 6-22 season got two guys head coaching jobs, so
you're right.
They must have done something.
Yep. Eggleston inbounds into the backcourt. Red and blue, their home white. And they move it into the front court, left to right. Rose at the top of the arc with 11 points. Cartwright, near right of the wing, plays catch with Zach, who's beneath the Penn's platoon. On the 7, 6:55, 18 to shoot. Rosen goes far left on the wing. Zach penetrates the lane. Hop, stop, kick out Cartwright, 9 to shoot. Miles with the scoop ball at baseline. No, soaring in for the offensive rebound. Turley has Cartwright in the near right corner. Belcourt top of the arc. Well, Cartwright passed with the shot, but it takes time off the clock.
Passed up his shot, almost throws it away. Looks at the bench, says, my bad. The Penn now going to run a little clock. Big rebound by Connor Turley. Penn maintains the possession. A little stagnant though on offense. Standing around a little bit, waiting. Just force Davidson to do something. Don't let them rest.
Rosen Turley down low, and it'll be a blocking foul, Seth. Okay, for Davidson Wildcats, that'll be their ninth as a team.
Third foul on Jake Cohen.
Well, they're in foul trouble, then, man. Some key components for them are getting towards that dangerous area.
Well, they'll be joining your Penn Quakers in that. With Tyler Bernardini and Andreas Schreiber on the bench with four. Connor Turley now with two free throws. Connor on the evening. 3 for 6.
Connor Turley looking down.
Right there, something gives little parched over here on press row.
Yes, yes. Long day on Penn's campus. An Ivy League championship for football and basketball. We're going to start the season on the right note. Turley for a two-point lead with the right hand. The first free throw off the back of the iron. No good.
My father used to say, frustration. Frustration. Connor, pretty good shooter. Shot it pretty well from the line last year. On that old Syracuse 1 for 2.
Curley seeking his second for a two-point lead off the rim and a rebound to Clint Mann. So Davidson with a field goal takes the lead back. They work it right to left into the front court. Kuhlman far right point. Pinned there by Belcour. McKillop thinking three rows and picks him up near left wing. Brownie, far side right, under the arc he goes, a runner, and he's intercepted by Eggleston. Block number three for Gentleman Jack. Big stop.
Jack Eggleston gets beat a little bit to the baseline right there, doesn't quit on the play. Nice block, and Penn's defense has been solid in the second half. Actually, both teams, as I said earlier, defense pretty good.
Eggleston, Belcourt, Turley, Cartwright, Rosen. The five for Penn, leading by one. 5.5 to go.
And a little more ball movement on this possession, making Davidson move a little bit. Now the high ball screen for Zach.
7-2. Rosen stops, turn around right side of the lane. Good for Zach Rosen. Penn up by 3, 58-55, 5-16 left.
And Jerome Allen looking to get Tyler Bernardini back in this game. Be interesting to see what kind of lineup he goes with. He goes with the four out.
Top of the arc, Downing had space, passed up the shot. McKillop far right, on the drive, to the near left baseline. Quick release by Downing, and down it goes. 4 points for Downing. Davidson back within one with 4:56 to play.
Tough shot, mid-range on the baseline. McKillop does a nice job of attacking, drawing two, and Downing does a nice job of knocking it down. 24 on the shot clock. Rosen trying to take over in the second half. Into the lane. Spinning left. Looking for contact, but
he's going for the travel.
So now you're going to get Tyler Bernardini for Connor Sterling. Bob McKillop's going to take a timeout. I'd be surprised if Davidson doesn't try and come back with a big lineup.
4 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the second. Penn leading Davidson, 58-57. Penn Athletic would like to thank the following corporate partners for their continued support. After Keystakes, the 38th of Chestnut Street, Philly's home of Fajita Arena Monday. Comcast Sportsnet, nobody does Philly College Hoops better. Holiday and Historic District for your next day in Philly. Independent Sports Cross, now more than ever, here for you every step of the way. Children's Healthcare, Children's Hospital, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. And PICO, putting their energy into people like you, Big Ben. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the second half, 58-57. The 10 Quakers run on a terrific run in the first half, courtesy of Miles Cartwright. Miles has 18 points in the game. A little tougher for him in the second half.
Well, he gets that cramp early and comes out of the game, misses about 9 minutes, and hasn't quite gotten back into the flow offensively. I think a lot of that has to do with Zach Rosen stepping up in the second half, looking at a little bit more for his shot. But we said you can't depend on Miles Cartwright to score 18 points at half, or you've got to spread it around a little bit. You've got to get production from other places. Zach Eggleston, a couple big buckets on his way, 8 points, eight rebounds, and four block shots. Zach Rosen in the double figures, so you're getting scoring from areas that you anticipated, and now you're going to need that closing kick. You need to close a little, even close two jumps better than Zenyatta closed last weekend, Celtics.
Well put. Tyler Bernardini with four personal fouls, back on the floor for the Quakes. Eggleston, Belcour, Rosen, and Cartwright join him. 4:35 to go, 10 by 1. Davidson with the ball.
It's travel.
And there is the walk by Downing. He has looked very unsettled tonight.
But you know what? It's the right play. Tyler has not shown a very good sense on the perimeter defensively. Davidson goes right to him, and Downing just kind of soils himself a little bit, travels.
Belcour inbound, backcourt to Rosen, who guides the ball back the other way, left to right. Resetting the game scenario, three timeouts left for Davidson, two for Penn. Penn with 15 fouls, Davidson with 9. Eggleston near right corner. Jack working with 8 points.
Looks like Davidson's now switching all the screens, so there should be some opportunities for mismatches.
Shot clock at 11, Rosen rumbles left side, hard take for 2.
Created, though, by Jack Eggleston coming up to set the ball screen, bringing Jake Cullen up with him. There's nobody at the basket. Jack gets all the way there and gets the deuce.
3-point lead for Penn. 13 points for Rosen. Quinn moves. Kuhlman goes to the glass. Too strong. Rebound, Eggleston.
Well,
still a lot of time left. 3:43, but this could be a nice possession for Penn.
Stop. What's wrong with you?
Oh, you know, you just trying to get a couple points.
Stop talking.
Well, excitement in the cholesterol, good student crowd on hand, good crowd overall.
And the band is in mid-season form. Greer Cheeseman getting it done with the band, as always.
3:24 to go. Bernardini, far left for 3. Off the back of the iron, and a rebound hold in by McKillop.
That's what he's there for. Good drive by Zach Rosen. Bernardini open, just not able to knock it down. The shot he will make going forward. So good offense by Penn, just not the result you're looking for.
60-57, 10 by 3 at the Palestra, 3:03 to go. Cohen with Eggleston on him, near left baseline, shut off. Great G by Jack. Here is Kuhlman to left side post, near left corner to Downing. 11 to shoot, McKillop near left for 3, and a tie wide to left, rebound for Jack.
10 rebounds now for Jack Eggleston, and he was really battling with Jake Cohen down on the low block. And Penn up 3, 2:40 to go.
Grapple on the seat belts in there. Rosen.
I like that Rob Belfort's trying to post up McKillop. This is a mismatch. Find him, especially if Jake Cohen is away from the ball like he is right now with Jack Eggleston.
Penn to shoot. The Quakers winding down clock. Rosen to the rack right side. Shoot to the far left corner. Eggleston for 3. Good! 63-57, 10 by 6 with 2:15 left.
Great job by Zach Rosen getting into the middle lane. Timeout, Bob McKillop. He actually called it too early because his son was on his way to the basket for a layup. So Bob Mathil calls timeout for the reset. But 10 on the other end. Zach Rosa really coming alive in the second half. Scoring, getting into the lane, dishing. And that time, Jack Eggleston, not with the clean catch, takes his time, gathers, knocks down the three right in Cohen's grill.
63-57, 2 minutes, 12 seconds to go, Penn in front.
And now sub, Tyler Bernardini, I think, is going to come out Connor Curley in. So Jerome Allen going to do the old Frano Hanlon offense-defense substitution down the stretch.
Windham, the Quake.
There was just a little bit of will tonight on display by the Red Bulls.
So basically what we're saying, Chelsea, is I am a 35-point difference getting me off the bench and back into the booth.
Is that what you're trying to get out?
Whatever it takes, get me off the bench.
All right, I like it.
Well, fans on their feet here at the Palestra. The Penn Quakers, a timely triple by Jack Eggleston to bang down 20 of them last year. So now, out of the timeout, Davidson with the ball, 30 seconds to shoot, 2:12 to go, near left sideline, Cochran inbound.
Yes, McKellip. No Jake Cohen out there for Davidson, I don't understand that.
Coolman, far sideline right, Belcourt blanketing in. Man, top of the arc, hands off to McKellip, spots up for three, short, off the iron, rebound, through the hands of Mann, but he settles it down. Far right wing,
a double dribble,
and he throws it off of the shin of Rob Belcourt. Out of bounds.
Man dribbles the ball to clean it up and then dribbles again. A minute timeout now. Quakers up 6. Sorry, Selfie. 1 minute 53 to go. In need of a rebound right there. Just don't get it. Reset.
Go ahead, Brian. What do you think?
Timeout on the floor. That's your score. From Allegan Sports, 10 men's basketball on 950 ESPN, event sports center.
Often in sports, extra time is needed for victory. Minutes of overtime make all the difference. The same is true of recovery from a critical illness. Sometimes patients require care beyond a traditional hospital stay. Kinder Hospitals is there for them. In the fight for recovery, in the game of their lives, Kindred Hospitals provide aggressive, high-intensity care to medically complex patients requiring extended recovery time. We'll let the Kindred team help when it counts most. For more information, visit kindredhospitals.com.
Penn fans, for the most up-to-date information on Penn Athletics, this is the new and improved official website of Penn Athletics at PennAthletics.com. Create your Quaker ePass today for a one-stop shop for merchandise, streaming, tickets, auctions, and more. You can watch exclusive videos, subscribe to podcasts, and also get the latest details on your favorite teams with blogs from Penn Athletics coaches and players. Go online today to the brand new PennAthletics.com.
950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
A minute 53 seconds left, but an entertaining game between the Penn Quakers and the Davidson Wildcats at the Palestra. Game number one of the regular season for the Penn Quakers, leading Davidson by 6, 63-57. Along with studio coordinator Betsy Devin, my partner Vince Curran of InMath back court side. Vince, this has been a terrific effort by the Quakers. Execution down the stretch, essentially.
Execution down the stretch and hitting big shots and getting it from the guys that you expected. Your leaders are supposed to lead. Big players, or big time players, make big plays at big times. Zach Rosen and Jack Eggleston really getting it done down the stretch. Jack with a double-double, 11 points and 11 rebounds.
He had 5 of them last year off the inbound. Coolman's far right corner. 29 to shoot for Davidson.
Oh.
And a key pack foul. 1-1. We'll go against the Quakes. And that'll go on Zach Rosen. It's third. First in the second half. He only played 3 minutes.
Uno and Uno.
It's 1-1. Celtics in Spanish. And offense defense continues. Tyler Bernardini in. Connor Shirley out. Coleman perfect from the line, man. Perfect from the line.
The Maloiks? Is that the Chelsea Maloiks this early in the year? I can't believe it. Rob Belcourt now in the spot where Connor Shirley would be. Not a true four underneath the basket having the rebound.
The front end rattles through, making it 63-58, 10 by 5.
So I'm going to put you on Bob McKillop right now. Why not put Jake Cohen or Frank Benizi in there to try and get a rebound over an undersized four-man, right? You know, you're going to defense, so it doesn't really matter.
The second is off the rim, rebound, that's by Belcourt, and that's a five-point game.
See, so instead of having, he's got Tom Droney at 6'4 on him, instead of one of those 6'10 monsters.
Cartwright,
Preston playing meaningful minutes this first game. 18 points in the first half on the floor. Rosen with it now with 19 to shoot and 90 seconds to play. Rosen on the wing, far left. Top of the arc with 13 on the shot clock. 10 by 5. Rosen
playing by the ISO. Man on Rosen. Rosen should go right by him. And he does.
6 seconds. Rosen spins. Loses his footing. And with 4 on the shot clock,
that's
a foul is drawn.
That's team foul. He's going to get 2 free throws. Good recognition.
Right?
You get the guy up there you want. You spread the floor. And Rosen tries to go right by him. He actually tried to force it a little harder right than I thought he might. But he spins back. Man holding on for dear life. Picks up his foul number 4. And we're going to get Connor Turley probably in for Tyler Bernardini. My best Harry Powell impersonation right there.
Zach Rosen 3 for 4 from the line. The first one. Come on.
Did he need me? Seriously.
Come on.
No. Got to go in.
Yeah. We're in 63-58. A minute 19 to go. The Southpaw Junior Tri-Captain looking for at least one. Got it. 64-58. 6-point lead again for Penn with 75 seconds to go. 30 to shoot for Davidson. Browning, top of the arc. Far right on the wing. Man, a rumble to rack off the glass. It drops in for 2. 64-60. 60 seconds left, Vince Curran.
Nice. Bob McKillis doesn't call a timeout right there. 4 points. Penn can run. There you go.
That's not a foul. Eggleston nearly had the ball taken away by Browning out of the timeline. As Ron Allen with 50 and 3/10 for the second to go in the second half takes that one of 2 remaining timeouts left.
How's that not a foul? 2 feet away from him. Open your eyes. I think Davidson was actually trying to take a foul. Comes out with a karate chop. Wake up. Am I the only one watching this? It's 15 feet for me, so I know I saw it correctly.
Coach Curran. I love the passion tonight.
Well, you're right.
You're right.
I hate incompetence. I hate ineptitude. If it were the other way, I would be saying, "Whoop, we got away with one." Right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we all know which way I want this to go, but, come on. Are you kidding me?
The Penn Quakers now with 1 timeout remaining with 50 and 3/10 of a second to go. It is warm in the Palestra tonight. A 65 degree day.
I will be doing
turned on
in songs and tank tops from this point forward.
64-60. The Penn Quakers. It took them 11 games last year to get win number 1 down at UMBC.
What are you doing? What are
I'm
you
just
doing?
Stating a fact. I'm not
a foregone conclusion. There, 50 seconds to go against a very good Davidson team and very well coached team.
The Quakers have bombed
there, big fella. Easy there, big fella.
A full timeout for Allen and the Quakers. Jerome promoted full time. The Donald Rockwell head coaching position. Back on March the 30th. Interim head coach the last 21 games last year with 6-15. And most of the crowd get loud. Great showing by the red and blue crew. Penn with the ball. 23 to shoot. Belcourt inbounding far left sideline front court. Into the back court to Zach Rosen.
20 seconds on the clock, on the shot clock.
There is a 27-second differential between the games and shot clock. There are 13 seconds left to shoot, 39 to play. Far left wing, the Rosen, 9 to shoot. Jack with McKillop on him, still in the far left wing. Top of the arc with 5 to shoot. Belcourt with 4. Far left baseline sitting as the shot clock expires. No offensive rebound. Belcourt with 26 seconds left. And he's fouled. With 10 up by 4. 64-60, 25 and 9/10 in the second left.
Rob Belcourt a little reluctant to take that shot. He was looking to dish it off, but Davidson backs off him. He gets it up softly on the rim and just out-cuffs everybody. And still no Jake Cohen for Davidson. Surprises me a little bit.
Third foul on McKillop. 2 shots forthcoming for Rob Belcourt.
Davidson, I think, going small, almost to match 10, but he got an advantage. So now Rob Belcourt going to get 2.
With the right hand, the first one is way too strong. No good. Belcourt, 61.5% from the foul line. Some Penn fans here have their heads in hand.
Like Kurt Schilling with Mitch Williams on the
exactly. For a 5-point lead, Belcourt second. Rattles out. Offensive rebound for Bernardini.
three fouls with 24 seconds to go.
Goes back to my point of a minute ago. Why not have your big men in the game? Why not have Jake Cohen in the game? You have man in the game. Where's Jake Cohen? Where's Ben Easy? You've got to get the ball right there.
Vin Man, the Quakers hustling on defense throughout the night, and Clint Man fouls out. A lot of grit down low. And you know what? They're showing
boggles the mind.
I remember this earlier in the broadcast. Toughness on display by Tennessee.
Well, you're being coached by one of the toughest guys to ever play for Penn. So from that standpoint, they should be tough.
Has Jake Cohen fouled out and I don't know about it?
No, he's not putting him in again. He's coming back with DeMond Brooks.
If you don't know about it, I don't know.
I'm looking at the stat sheet. Cohen, Jake, free personal foul. I don't get that.
24 seconds flat remaining in regulation. Penn leading 64-60. Tyler Bernardini, who has on the night 6 points, looking for a couple biggies here.
This is why Tyler is in the game and not Connor Sterling right now. So he is the guy you want up there shooting free throws.
The first one, good for Tyler Bernardini. 65-60. The right-handed shooting senior out of Carlsbad. Sideline for all but two games last year. His second, in and out. No good. Rebound Brooks. 21 seconds to go. 65-60 Penn. Davidson in their way. Black right to left. Coleman in the key over Eggleston. The runner drops, making it 65-62.
Like
15 and 2/10 of a second ago.
Flashback to Harvard last year. Right down.
Yeah.
You're up late. All you got to do is get the ball in bounds and make free throws. And you have two true point guards out there in Rosen and Miles Cartwright. My guess is Jack Eggleston will be the one taking the ball out of bounds. Actually, no, I take that back. Rob Belfour out of bounds and probably Jack Eggleston as your screener rolling back to the ball, trying to give him three options. Two guards and then Tyler Bernardini will probably be the late flashback.
Reminder to stay tuned for Red and Blue Rewind, the post-game show. Whenever this one ends, complete that recap.
This one better end in 15.2 seconds. Whenever this one ends, we're going to be 15.2 seconds. This is one that you've got to get home.
Quakers just 3-10 at the Palestra last year. Tied for the fewest win total at the Palestra in a single season. Also an out-of-town scoreboard look on the post-game and a chat with Penn assistant coach Mike Martin. 65-62, Penn by 3. They will be inbounding the ball in the backcourt.
Nobody on the inbounder.
15 and 2/10 left.
Takes away the lob, most likely.
Belcourt inbounding to Eggleston, wrapped up by Nick Cochran to walk the floor. As 9/10 of the second, Nick Cochran off the clock.
One. Almost the four is one here, Selfie. Jack Eggleston, pretty good free throw shooter, but getting that one down takes it to a two-possession game and really makes it tough for Davidson.
There goes
another one to foul out.
Cochran. Well, Vin Man Eggleston, a big three to up his point total tonight to 11. That made it 63-57. As the Quakers led by three from that far left corner in the front court. Penn's had an answer, Vin Man, every time Davidson has made a run.
It happens. You get guys a little experience. They get older. They grow. They come together. You get a couple pieces back in Bernardini and a new piece in Miles Cartwright.
And, man, as forgettable as last year was, you look at it before, I mean, there are guys with experience that have accomplished things here with this program. You have three All-Ivy picks returning this year.
Right.
You don't lose any starters from last year.
They've accomplished some individual things. They have yet to accomplish anything as a team. But it looks like they are certainly coming together.
So let's see Eggleston for a four-point lead. Count it for the senior tri-captain. 12 points on the night, 66-62, 14 and 3/10 for him. Eggleston twirls the ball once. Five dribbles. The second. Yes. 67-62, 14 and 3/10 for him. Here comes Davidson.
Turn.
10 seconds to go. Coleman, near left, kick out McKillop, deep with 7 seconds to go. Around the rim and out. Rebound Brony. It goes with 3 9/10 of a second to play on the left block. 67-64. You like to see Penn maybe turn the ball handler as he's coming up the floor to the Droney that brought it up, and he just kind of goes, and the first time he has to turn is when he gets to the free throw line extended, and when he does that, kicks back to McKillop, who is wide open for three. It doesn't go. But Droney there for the rebound and the stick back, and now it's as simple as getting the ball inbounds, Brian.
Easier said than you think,
Brian. 3 9/10 of a second left. Davidson out of timeout. Penn with one left. 67-64. The Quakers by 3 points.
These are 3 points, though, right out there. You know, if you're one of the guys setting the screen, you come back like crazy to get the ball because you know you're going to get 2 free throws.
The Quakers have Bernardini, Delcor, Rosen, Eggleston, and Cartwright out of the huddle. Penn would not be where they are right now if not for the first half contribution of Cartwright and a big three by Jack Eggleston.
And they have Cartwright as your inbounder. Good passer as a point guard, but not big. Davidson didn't play the inbounder the last time, which is why Jerome Allen makes that adjustment.
Cartwright looking, he's a freshman, gets it to Eggleston, who hangs on, and he's fouled with 2 4/10 of a second left, and a 5-3.
So, by the way, just the adjustment that Penn made. Last time, I think it was Belfour inbounding the ball. This time, Miles Cartwright. Great recognition by the Penn. I may be giving them more credit than they deserve, but great recognition to put Miles Cartwright in there because he would not be hindered with a free look to make the pass.
2 4/10 of a second left. 67-64. A long 2 4/10 of a second. Eggleston looking to make this one a little bit more easy on the eyes. Relaxing. The first one, yes, for Eggleston.
Celtics, game over.
Start the bus, Davidson. You're heading back to North Carolina. This is the crowd. Many rising here at the Palestra. 68-64. 2 4/10 of a second left. Hear them cheer. The second for Eggleston as Rosen bounces around behind him. Good. Davidson with 2 4/10 left, down by 5 inbounds. As time expires, the runner is no good by Brendan McKillop. What a way to start the 2010-2011 season. Jerome Allen, 10 Quakers, defeat Davidson. 69-64. For the first time in 5 years, Penn prevails in its season opener.
And you look at it and say, the better team won tonight. The right team won tonight. Penn outplayed Davidson in several facets of the game. They were tougher. They were quicker to lose balls. And Penn was the right team to win tonight.
The Penn Quakers, 69-64, knock off the Davidson Wildcats. This was a sensation that the Quakers experienced just 6 times last year. And that's a win.
And I know it feels good. I'm telling you, having been there for the 6 experiences, it feels pretty darn good in that locker room right now.
Oh, Vin, man, it is an exciting feeling at the Palestra tonight. 69-64, only 3 home wins last year. And 1-0 to start 2010-2011. Davidson 0-1. Penn stopping a streak of 3 straight losses to the Wildcats. And they begin 2010-2011. 1-0 and Vince from the Red and Blue crew. Some Red and Blue streamers.
I love it. I
coming
love it.
Now
bring
from
back the streamers.
Bring
buildings.
Back the streamers.
Terrific win.
Terrific, terrific win.
Are we on the Bass Homers?
We are on the Bass Homers.
We're trying to be somewhat objective in how we call the game, but there's no doubt who we want to win. And just really happy with the way the Quakers played, the toughness that they showed, and guys get older, guys show some leadership. Jack Eggleston and Zach Rosen with 2 big second halves, each with the big second half. So everybody's happy, including my parents who are waving to us.
The current,
yeah. Well, come on, next time we talk, you know.
69-64, the final score.
Oh, yeah.
And win.
And win.
And win. 1-0, the Quakers in 2010-2011. Great victory for the Quakers. We'll talk about it in the first game after this. From Elegant Sports, the University of Penn men's basketball on 950 ESPN. It is the Penn Sports Network.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continue to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
DFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
I just downloaded an app for my phone. Let's see if this works. Phone, find me a burger and a Coke.
I'm busy right now.
What? I guess I'll call a human.
Like your mom.
Whoa, listen. If I'm going to have a burger, I have to have a Coke.
Talk to the hand.
No one says that anymore.
I've got a lot of drama going on.
All right, well, why don't we go together?
Four blocks for a burger and a Coke.
Thanks, phone.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
When you were 18, you fixed your own car. Then you fixed your friend's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's car. Then you fixed your friend's sister's uncle's car. And next thing you know, you had yourself a car repair business. And while you're definitely an expert on four-cylinder engines, you're not exactly an expert on employee health insurance. No problem.
Well, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know that I just want to look some more.
At Independence Blue Cross, we make it easy for you to find a plan that fits your growing business. You see, we have lots of choices that are flexible and affordable, so you can find a plan that keeps deductibles low. You can modify it to add wellness programs, and you can customize the plan to keep it within your budget. So whether your business is small or big, go to plansthatfit.com. Independence Blue Cross. Now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Picking up where the action left off, it's Red and Blue Rewind, presented by Comcast Sportsnet. Now bringing you a complete recap and reaction from coaches and players and analysis of a final set. Back to Vince Curran and Brian Seltzer.
Couldn't have asked for a better spot for Penn State basketball in 2010-2011. The Quakers defeat a respected non-conference opponent in the Davidson Wildcats at home, 69-64, the final score. Along with our studio coordinator, Betsy Deming, along with Vince Curran, Brian Seltzer. It should be noted that this is just the first of 28 regular season games. However, what a great building block to begin this year.
Just a really good win against a very good team, a well-coached, well-run program. And it was one of those games that I don't know that last year Penn wins this game. They really seemed to have another gear, another level of maturity. You could really see Jack Eggleston and Zach Rosen, your two leaders, take the game over. And you saw the guys not trying to do too much. You know, there were guys out there that were kind of comfortable in their roles. And it just kind of, as the game wound down, it was big shot after big shot. And, it was just... It had to do enough to get it over the finish line, and Penn did that. Just a very good win.
Final score, 69-64. We'll recap the final stats in just a few moments. We'll also run through our post-game awards, but first, a look at the Comcast Sportsnet out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by our friends at Comcast Sportsnet. Nobody does Philly College Hoops better than Comcast Sportsnet. Yale just getting underway against Quinnipiac at Mohegan Sun.
Is that legal? Can you play as,
I suppose.
Is Adam Herzog the play-by-play guy for that game? I know he used to stop at the Mohegan Sun or one of them on his way up to do our games back in the day.
He loved that Yale Brown. I'm not sure if I've ever met a man that loves the Yale Brown weekend as much as having that 395-0. So Quinnipiac trailing, leading Yale 9-0, 17-39 to go in the first. Dartmouth drubbed at Providence at the Dunkin' Donuts Center, 87-52. And Harvard losing earlier in the day. George Mason winning that one at home, 66-53. Last night in the league, Columbia edged out at LaSalle, 82-71. The Cornell Big Red getting by Albany in New York, 65-61. And Brown, a very impressive win at Fordham, 69-65.
Really?
And the Princeton Tigers.
Just remember how bad Fordham was last year. Are they better this year? Before we were calling it an impressive win.
mean, it's a good win, and I'm happy for the league that they got it, but Fordham stunk last year. So how much better could they? Unless they get like six JUCOs in, and all of a sudden they're rolling. But that's just me, so, I'm, you know. Go ahead.
I hear you. The Princeton Tigers in overtime at Chadwin defeat Rutgers 78-73. And right here at the Palestra tonight, the Penn Quakers defeat the Davidson Wildcats 69-64. That's your look around the Comcast Sportsnet out-of-town scoreboard. Brought to you by Comcast Sportsnet. Nobody does Philly College Hoops better than Comcast Sportsnet. Next in our final segment of Red and Blue Rewind, we will recap some of the final stats, go through some of the sounds of tonight's game, and we are hoping, we're trying to start a new thing on the post-game show, to be joined by one of the three assistant coaches for Penn, trying to effort Mike Martin right now, so hopefully that'll be coming your way after this. 69-64 Penn, 1-0, 2010-2011. Million Sports, you're listening to Penn Men's Basketball, 950 ESPN, the Penn Sports Network.
ShopRite is proud to support Penn Basketball. And did you hear about the ShopRite MasterCard? You earn rewards points every time you use your ShopRite Rewards MasterCard. So every time you buy something you need, like eggs, bread, or milk, you're earning points to get something you want, like gift cards from top retailers for food, clothing, electronics, and more. You can even redeem your ShopRite MasterCard rewards for gift cards from ShopRite. That's, well, like getting free food. Visit ShopRite.com for details. And go Quakers! United Healthcare takes its commitment to their members in Pennsylvania seriously. That's why they take an active role in the communities they serve and promote good health every step of the way. Preventive care is covered 100% in most plans. They offer wellness programs to help our members make healthy choices, and they send out reminders for immunizations and annual physicals. After all, their mission is to help people live healthier lives. United Healthcare, a proud sponsor of Penn Athletics. Insurance coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company or its affiliate. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Company.
Karen never was a believer in love at first sight. Initial attraction, she thought, would soon give way to unforeseen incompatibilities. Wednesday afternoon, Karen walked into an AT&T store and that notion was challenged. That's when Karen first laid eyes on the new Samsung Focus and its 4-inch touchscreen. It was so thin, so stunningly attractive. But Karen, being Karen, wasn't going to allow herself to be too awestruck. If there's anything life had taught her, it's that looks can be deceiving. Then she discovered the Samsung Focus was a new Windows phone with live tiles that update all the time, so you can quickly see everything you care about and get what you need with less clicking. Perhaps love at first sight did exist in our universe. Maybe it was all around us. Interestingly enough, upon leaving the AT&T store, that's when she ran into Brian. AT&T introduces the new Windows phone, the Samsung Focus, for $199.99. Only from AT&T. Rethink possible.
2-year wireless service agreement with minimum $15 monthly data plan required. Certain geographic other charges and restrictions apply. Phone subject to availability. See store for details.
Great season opening win for the Penn Quakers tonight. 1-0 this year. Davidson drops to 0-1. Davidson, how about that? From last year, what is that, a 34-point turnaround in favor of the Quakes, losing by 29 at Selk?
All you had to do is get me off the bed, Selkie. That was a 34-point drag on the Quakers.
Continuing on Red and Blue Rewind, along with our studio coordinator, Betsy Deming. My partner is Vince Curran. My name is Brian Seltzer at the Palestra. Quakers starting to filter out of the locker room and shaking hands with friends, family, Jerome Allen, the head coach, getting win number one.
Big win tonight for Jerome Allen.
And it really was a well-coached game, didn't it? Well-coached game.
Some adjustments made, Penn switching defenses up. They went to the zone a little bit, got in that early foul trouble, had to deal with that. Jerome made a gutsy call. I mean, maybe it wasn't as gutsy, but he left Zach Rosen on the bench that whole rest of the first half. But I guess Miles Cartwright afforded him that luxury. But it's down the stretch, a couple set plays, guys being in right spots, and Jerome coaching him to get them the shots they were looking for. And Penn, to their credit, tonight made a lot of them.
And now the Quakers, the players still dressing their warm-ups. That is because due for this event, man, if I'm not mistaken, there's going to be a 30-minute post-game conditioning workout after every home basketball game.
Except for the guys that haven't played, is that the...
My understanding might be for the whole team. And the reason why, little story, and then we'll wrap things up, is because Vasquez, who played for Maryland last year, he had a personal trainer who did this for Maryland, and the rest of the team started buying into it, and they started to find when it went late in games and it's overtime, it just felt like nothing because they were
a voluntary workout for guys to come out and just get a little conditioning work in.
Yeah. Okay, 59-64, the final score. Time now to take a look at the Kindred Healthcare Team Leaders Report. It's the leading scorer in tonight's game, Miles Cartwright, in his career debut. 18 points, 6 of 10, all coming in the opening stanza. And Miles Cartwright, the leading scorer, followed by Zach Rosen with 16 and Jack Eggleston with 15. A double-double for Jack Eggleston, 15 and 11. The top rebounder in the game, the leading scorer for Davidson. Two of them, Clint Mann and Brandon McKillop, each of them with 12 points. That is your Team Leaders Report brought to you by Kindred Healthcare. The Kindred Hospital team provides high-intensity medical care. Let the Kindred Healthcare team help you on the road to recovery. Learn more at kindredhospitals.com. Some of the final notes. Penn finished the game shooting 46.7% overall, 21 of 45, 6 of 19 from the outside, and 21 of 32 from the foul line. Davidson 44.2 from the field, 6 of 18 from the outside, and 12 of 18 from the line. The Quakers out-rebounded Davidson by 5, 34 to 29. Davidson commanded the paint, 30 points to 18. Davidson that advantage. Points off the turnovers. The Quakers, although they committed 18 points, they transformed 16 Davidson turnovers into 26 of their own points. 22 points off the bench for the Quakers as well in their 69-64 victory over Davidson. Time now to go to the Pico play of the game.
This is great. I just sent Jerome's daughter to go get Mike Martin, and it's when you ask an 8-year-old to do something. She got 90% of the way there, and then saw somebody went, hey, hi.
Well, we are filling time here.
I don't think we're going to get Mike Martin. I tried.
So the pick-go play of the game comes courtesy of a senior tri-captain late in the second half. Tight one-possession game for most of the second period, but then senior Jack Eggleston stepped up in the stretch for the Penn Quakers. 10 to 2, the Quakers winding down clock. Rosen to the rack right side. Feet to the far left corner. Eggleston for three. Good! 63-57, 10 by 6 with 2:15 left. A big three-pointer by Jack Eggleston, making it 63-57. The Quakers get a little bit of separation by Davidson at that point, and that is the play of the game brought to you by Pico Energy. Now more than ever with you every step of the way. Time now to get to the Smokey Joe's player of the Vin Man. He's gone 21 games without showing this distinction. Who's it going to be game number one?
This one gets pretty easy, Brian. And despite the fact, you know me, the way I do it is, what do you expect to get out of guys? And you expect Zach and Jack to lead. You expect them to play well. I don't think anybody was expecting an 18-point first half from Miles Cartwright. It's a pleasant surprise. It probably gives Mike Martin, Jerome, Dan Leibovitz, and Rudy some going to keep them up a little bit, trying to figure out how to get both of those guys on the floor. But Miles Cartwright, my Smokey Joe's player of the game.
Miles Cartwright, this the highlight sequence for Cartwright in the first half. Bernardini, far right wing, right side of the lane, Curley. Back in on Coleman, kick out Belcourt. Good movement, Cartwright near left corner for three. Count it! As it bottoms home, 33-25-10.
Miles Cartwright ends up wide open because of the poor decision to double count it early on the low block.
Miles Cartwright, 14, and he steals the ball. Cartwright into the lane, put it in, good! 35-25 with 4:15 left in the first. What a game for Miles Cartwright, and he is the Smokey Joe's player of the game, presented by the one and the only Smokey Joe's. It is the
Constitution, Brian.
Yes, and man.
Best brining in the business. I mean, we don't do that anymore,
we
right?
We don't do that, but you have not skipped a beat. It is a tradition before and after games.
Hey, Brian.
Since 1933, Smokey Joe's, a proud partner of Penn Athletics. Starting this tonight, we're going to catch up with a Penn assistant coach after every game. Spend a couple minutes with Mike Martin, fifth year on the staff, had the scout in tonight's game, and Mike, the squad only got to feel the sensation of winning on a few occasions last year to get a game number one against a terrifically well-coached, high-talent Davidson team. What was the mood inside the locker room?
We say it all the time that If you believe in the process, if you believe in the hard work, then you're going to enjoy the results. And as you mentioned, we didn't have this feeling too many times last year, but just happy for our guys. A lot of the guys that played are veteran guys, and they worked hard and they deserve it. So it's one game, and we don't want to get too high off of one game, but it is something to be happy about.
If he's losing by 29 like we did to him last year, Mike, smile a little bit.
Certainly does.
Well, Mike, talk a little bit about, you and I talked in the locker room before the game, and one of the things that we mentioned was, where does the rebounding come from? You expect Andreas to provide, you expect Connor to provide it. Neither of them really did, but Jack Engelson, what a job he did on the boards tonight.
He was great. Jack, 40 minutes, huge free throws down the stretch, 11 rebounds. Ideally, we're not playing him 40 minutes every night, but tonight we needed him, and he was great. And as you guys mentioned before, he's the guy you expect that from. So,
do you think that at some point, if Miles Cartwright continues to progress the way he seems to be progressing, do you think that there's a possibility of a four-out, one-in type with Jack as your big man? I don't want to look too far down the road, but he might be forcing your hand.
Yeah, Miles is going to force us to play him, and it's good to have. Felt like a lot of times last year we had one guy who could really, really make a play with the ball, and I think we have a lot more options. And playing Miles and Zach together, I think, is something that we can definitely do. They both can shoot it. They both can handle it. They're both good decision makers. So, we're happy with what Miles gave us, obviously.
It's funny because we talked about during the broadcast, if you're going to play Miles and Zach together, both of them seem to be guys that need to have the ball, right? Is that it's going to be a challenge if you do play them together? How do you kind of get the most out of them in that pairing?
Yeah, I think both obviously can make plays with the ball. We just got to keep working, for them. Just to be comfortable moving without the ball, that you're going to get it back. But obviously our ball screen stuff was really good tonight with Zach and Miles both making plays for themselves and for others.
Well, we left Mike Martin, Penn assist in the 5 years. Out of here. Next game coming up against the Manhattan Jaspers. That's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock in Manhattan. So what's on the to-do list for the Quakes these next couple days as you obviously save the win, but get right back to work going in the next Wednesday's game?
We're going to really break down film tomorrow as a staff and give our guys a day off, let them enjoy it, and come back Monday morning and get ready for Manhattan. They just played their first game today, so I think we're supposed to have that tape tonight and really start break down our tape first, look at what we have to improve on as a unit, and then just get ready for Manhattan starting Monday morning.
Players score the points, make the stops, but Mike Martin and the Penn coaching staff get them ready. Hey, congratulations, Mike. Enjoy this one.
Thanks, guys. Let's do this more often.
Hey, that's great, Mike. Amen to that. Mike Martin, 5th year, is an assistant for the Penn Quakers. Bin Man, next time we will talk to one another, at least for public display, will be on Wednesday night.
We don't want to save the private discussions. Nobody wants to hear them.
No. Manhattan out of the MAC, right?
Yeah.
Manhattan out of the MAC. So, the Quakers, what would you like to see going into that game? We just heard from Mike. What do you want to see?
Maybe a little more balance. Yeah. I think maybe a little bit more out of your front court and your kind of your other players. I think, Andreas Schreiber gets in foul trouble again. You don't want to see Tyler Bernardini getting in that type of foul trouble. Maybe getting a little more out of him. But all in all, a very positive effort, a very positive game for Penn tonight. And you want Zach and Jack to keep doing what they're doing. You want Miles to continue to grow. And, I think there may be other people that we haven't seen tonight. Maybe Martin Kukoc, who wasn't available, might be a guy that can give you a little bit. A couple other guys in there. So, I think that it's a long season. It's baby steps, but at the same time, it's nice to get off on the right foot.
No question. 69-64, the Penn Quakers 1-0 after dropping the Davidson the Wildcats. Good man, it was a couple days. See you and the current crew, Manhattan, on Wednesday night. Can't wait, Chelsea. And the preceding copyrighted broadcast has been presented and authorized under rights granted by the University of Pennsylvania Division of Recreation and Intercollegiate Athletics and Elegant Sports Marketing. It is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of this particular audience. And we do appreciate your listening and lending us your ears on this Saturday, November 14th, 13th. Check the accounts and the
whatever.
This podcast may not be retransmitted in any form without the express written consent of Elegant Sports Marketing. The executive producer of Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network is our pal Mike Felici. The coordinating producer is Nicole Schwartz.
And now for our studio coordinator, the great Betsy Deming, and my partner on site, Vince Kern, Brian Seltzer from the Plester, where the Penn Quakers, a great, great beginning. Hopefully better things to come in 2010-2011. 69-64, they knock off the Davidson Wildcats. Have a great rest of your Saturday night and a pleasant start to your Sunday from all of us here at Penn Athletics.
2010-2011 Penn Men's Basketball on the Penn Sports Network from Nelligan Sports Marketing has been presented by Chili. Chili, home of Fajita Rita Monday, pepper and some fun. Coca-Cola, Coke Zero, real Coke taste, zero calories. Independence Blue Cross, now more than ever, we're here for you every step of the way. Holiday Inn, look again at Holiday Inn Historic District for your stay in Philadelphia. Kindred Healthcare, Kindred Hospital, dedicated to hope, healing, and recovery. PICO, we put our energy into you. For extended coverage of the preceding game, including a complete recap, video interview, and final stats, log on to PennAthletics.com. This is the Penn Sports Network on 950 AM ESPN Philadelphia, a Nelligan Sports production.
And that ends our coverage of Penn's men's basketball. Coming up next is College Football Tonight on ESPN Radio. You're listening to 950 ESPN. 950 ESPN.
950 ESPN.
WPEN Philadelphia.
A lot of phone records, and they're going to look for connections, and they're going to try to find...